News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He calls it a last-minute crisis. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says it's delaying Israel's approval of a proposed ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. Netanyahu's office says the Prime Minister's cabinet will not meet to consider the agreement until Hamas honors all aspects of the deal reached with the help of Biden and Trump negotiators.
President Biden said his administration negotiated the deal, but the incoming Trump team will soon be charged with making sure it's implemented.
I told my team to coordinate closely with the incoming team to make sure we're all speaking with the same voice.
But Donald Trump pushed back, saying his election victory is why there's a ceasefire. In fact, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said Trump's team was absolutely critical in getting this deal over the line. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Carrying on a tradition dating back to the dawn of the Republic, President Biden has delivered a farewell address to the nation, warning of a concentration of power and wealth among a select few, invoking President Eisenhower's farewell warning 60-plus years ago.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
6 decades later, I'm equally concerned about the potential rise of a tech-industrial complex
that Mr. Biden claims is a threat to democracy. Today, day two of Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi's confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Powerful winds have subsided somewhat, allowing firefighters to make progress toward containing two massive Los Angeles wildfires. However, tinder-dry conditions persist and the winds have not totally subsided. The enormous Palisades fire, now roughly 21% contained, while containment of the Eaton fire approaches 50%. Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 33 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, the new year is a great time to reconsider how we do things, like how to make things better in 2025. Like when it comes to the whole struggle of how to pay for your health care, people generally are not happy with a status quo, but there's good news. There's a much better option, and it's proven, too. MediShare is refreshing. You can save thousands of dollars a year. Many save up to $500 a month, seriously, and you get to choose from a huge network of doctors and providers. And maybe the best part, and we know this from research on why people join MediShare, they love this. Instead of sending your money every month to a huge corporation that might fund all sorts of procedures or things you don't believe in, you're joining a faith-based network of people who actually care about each other. And like I said, that's refreshing. There is a better option. You don't have to do it the way you've always done it. You can make a change and start saving now. Here's the number. They're easy to talk to. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE. Five.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We've had an accident in the Old Harbor Tunnel. We're just waiting now to see. It looks like some traffic is coming out on the southbound side towards the Toll Plaza at Child Street. But one report says one lane is still blocked. And, of course, the Old Harbor Tunnel is only two lanes. Already a backup on 895 that's working its way back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. Not quite the overflow yet, but you know most of the traffic eventually will move over towards I-95 and head southbound from there. Just getting a report of a wreck in Annapolis eastbound on 50 near the area at Ritchie Highway. We'll check on that. We've had a broken down vehicle on the Capitol Beltway with delays. Inner loop of the Capitol Beltway at Route 450. Some of that backup was heading back towards the area at the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of changes in our weather as we head into the weekend. Today, some scattered light snow showers, mainly in the afternoon, 34. Sunny tomorrow, warming up, 43. Rain Saturday, 44 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Two-thirds of Marylanders will see an average tax cut of $173 under a budget proposal unveiled by Governor Wes Moore Wednesday. The spending plan adds higher tax brackets for those earning more than $500,000 as the governor attempts to close a nearly $3 billion budget deficit. The budget also adds a 1% surcharge on capital gains taxes. While the inheritance tax would be eliminated, taxes would go up on sports betting, table games, and recreational marijuana. A man's confessing to killing two people more than a decade ago in northeast Baltimore. City police say Scott Barnett walked into the Southeast District Police Station Sunday night and asked to speak with detectives about a murder. The 45-year-old then admitted to his involvement in the November 2014 stabbing deaths of Terrell Lehman and Charles Webster at a home on Ralworth Road. The victims had been reported missing the following month, but the remains have not been found. Barnett is charged with multiple counts of first and second degree murder. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion, you'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Ravens and Bills resumed practice yesterday ahead of their AFC divisional playoff showdown Sunday night in Buffalo. Weather could, of course, be a factor and needs to be accounted for. Here's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh on the Ravens preparation.
It'll be colder in here tomorrow when I get all the water shut off in here so the pipes don't freeze. So it'll even be colder, so we'll have it cold. Love to be outside, but we just can't. The fields are too hard and they're too frozen. But we'll get the work in. We've had a lot of work in the cold. We've got a lot of work in the wind. And the elements are part of it, you know. And the other thing is going to be the footing on their field. We're thinking about that, too. We want to make sure we've got good footing.
Meanwhile, in Buffalo, there was no talk of the weather because the weather is a given in Buffalo. What Josh Allen wanted to talk about, though, was the crowd, the Bills Mafia.
Hopefully very loud when they're on offense and second and third down and making it hard for them. But just the energy, the juice, the vibes, our goal is to get to the fourth quarter and have Mr. Brightside be playing. And
injury report for both teams was pretty clean. Only Zay Flowers, of course, for Baltimore. Running back Ray Davis is in concussion protocol for the Bills. Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh announced he will have two medical procedures this offseason. One is a hip replacement. The other has to do with his heart. You'll recall Jim Harbaugh briefly left the Chargers Week 6 game against the Broncos with a heart-related issue. Coming up at 6:35, the Los Angeles Wildfires taking a toll on the sports world. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And good Thursday morning to you. It's Thursday morning, a cold one. It's going to get worse next week. Next week, they're talking about highs in the teens. I know this is really good news for Kim Klasick, who's probably just getting up right now thinking, oh, good. She's such a snow bunny, you know. She says, they should really let me broadcast from Belize. You know, I kind of feel for her.
All right, good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Sean is off today and tomorrow. I'll be back on Monday. We'll be back at full strength on Monday. And we have a lot of ground to cover. A very busy day again yesterday in the politics, particularly at the national level. It was fascinating to see some of our favorites, so to speak. Martin O'Malley showed up on the Hill yesterday because he's the outgoing head of Social Security. And boy, did he get skewered. Deservedly so, bluntly. It wasn't that he got skewered. He had his record reviewed by the Republicans. Exactly what did he do as mayor? What did he do as governor? How many times did he raise taxes on those of us in Maryland? I mean, it was just marvelous to see Mr. Marty sitting there just getting himself skewered. He tried to be lippy once or twice. You know, the thing is, it doesn't work to be the bad boy in town once you got a lot of gray hair. It stops working at some point, like in your 40s. You got to stop being lippy and actually start being a grown-up. So he discovered pretty quickly that being lippy just doesn't work. There's a protocol, for example. There's a protocol to these things. If you're in a congressional hearing, particularly a public hearing, you know what's going to happen. They're going to give a speech. If they have a five-minute time, they're going to give a speech for 4 minutes and 10 seconds, ask a 30-second question, and that gives you 30 seconds to answer. You have to sit there and listen to them palaver for 4 minutes and 10 seconds before you're going to get the question. You just accept that going in. Well, O'Malley thought he was going to run the show. So, you know, Nancy Mace gets halfway into her dissertation, well deserved it again, and O'Malley says, yeah, okay, that's right. It's like, I didn't ask you a question. Excuse me, I didn't ask you a question. Basically, sit down and shut up, little boy. It is not your time to talk. So we have some Martin O'Malley, or actually some skewering of Martin O'Malley coming up during the course of the show. Of course, yesterday as well, the confirmation hearings continued. I have to say, how California elected Adam Schiff as a senator after his record as a congressman is a bit of a puzzle to me. It is, though, why California, I suppose, same mindset, is in the position it is with the wildfires around Los Angeles. So why Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom were saying, oh, sure, certainly it wasn't my fault. I think it was Donald Trump's fault. I mean, this is the same mindset. And he was so outclassed by Pam Bondi. Holy smokes. Because she was not going to take any guff from this jerk. You know, when you're called on the carpet for your behavior in the House and get censured by the House, it's kind of a tough act to then turn around and say, I have the moral high ground to ask you questions. It doesn't sell. And he is so unaware, unself-aware, he doesn't get that. So he's there just trying to be the moral high ground kind of guy. And she points out at one point, you know, I'm going to use this for politics as you did when you released Devin Nunes' private letter. Wow! Kind of fun stuff. We have that and a whole lot more to do right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 6:13 in the morning. I sent a little something over to Chuck Whitaker. It arrived yesterday, and I'm so happy he received it. I'm sure that the two elements in the little package I sent are being put to good use already. Chuck?
I'm going to read you a couple of excerpts from the book when we get a chance.
Okay, then.
In the meantime, the wreck southbound on 895 that was in the tunnel at 10 minutes to 6 has cleared. The backup is not gone. The backup went all the way back towards the Urban Avenue ramp. So we're pushing traffic through right now, and the lanes are open. We didn't get that much of an overflow. So right now, 95 is still manageable there, coming south of the O'Donnell Street ramp. They already checked and cleared the report of a wreck on Route 50 eastbound. Ritchie Highway apparently didn't find anything, and if it was there, it was off the roadway, so not a big deal. Broken down tractor trailer looks like it also may have cleared now from the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County around Good Luck Road. That pace now is just improving there as you're heading eastbound and around to the area at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Possibility of scattered light snow showers this afternoon, a high around 34 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and high around 43. Tomorrow, rain and Saturday, rain and a high 44. A chance for a mix of rain and snow on Saturday. Oh, good. The good weather is coming just in time for the weekend. It is cold outside right now. Pikesville has 15 degrees. Aberdeen, 14. Downtown Baltimore, all 19. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, Chuck, go ahead and thrall me.
All right. This is a book called The Worst Case Scenario, Survival Handbook of Golf.
You're right.
With different things, like how to stop a runaway cart, retrieve a club from a tree. And one of my favorites that I came across was using your putter like a pool cue.
Yes.
If you hit the golf ball with the top of the club of the grip with like you would a pool cue, you will be in violation of Rule 14.1. I've seen people do this all the time.
Really?
It's a two-stroke penalty. That ain't going to happen. How to control your golf rage. Inevitably, the object of your anger will have a few thoughts of his own. Let him talk. Let him get away with everything. Let him argue. And then turn around and then kick him in the butt. Okay?
Seems fair.
Yeah.
Seems perfectly fair.
Breathe by expanding your stomach and abdomen, not your chest. This will cause the oxygen to enter your bloodstream more quickly, calming you down. Sure, that works.
Yes. Does that work? You've tried that, have you?
Yeah, I have. But then I had to go back and put all my clubs back together again. Yeah.
The other thing is you pop your belt doing that, don't you?
Yes. And then the last one. How to deal with an alligator near your ball. Determine the size of the alligator, the first one says. The next one says, no crap, Sherlock. I cleaned that up.
Yes.
Calculate the distance from the alligator to your ball and figure how fast could you run to get away from this alligator.
Apparently, if you zigzag, you're better better chance of getting away.
Yes.
Because
all you got to do is outrun the guy who's playing with you.
That's right. It's the old joke. The guy, they're both running away from the alligator. One guy stops to put on his shoes. And he says, what are you doing? You can't outrun the alligator. He says, I don't have to. I just have to outrun you.
That's true.
And so, and the other thing I sent you, Chuck, and I hope that you take this in the spirit in which it was intended. I've seen a lot of Jeep owners. I don't know why they do this.
Mm-hmm.
They put little rubber duckies all across the front of their windshield.
Right.
They have them there. So I knew that you did not drive a Jeep. You drive a very fancy Corvette-like car.
Yes.
So I just sent you one. Just one rubber ducky, which I think takes care of all of the rest of the rubber duckies ever issued.
It's a Trump duck.
Yes.
And it's very nice. And he's pointing up in the air with a couple of his fingers.
Yeah, both fingers on both hands.
So I figure somebody looks in their mirror at what I'm doing, and I have to be prepared to put a new windshield in, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yes.
So enjoy.
All right, as soon as enjoy. I saw your name on the box, I said, what now?
What now?
I said, let me see if it's ticking again.
Yes. All right. Now, the other thing that happened yesterday, Chuck, is the final is the farewell speech for Joe Biden.
Yes.
All right, so he's now said his piece, and we have some audio from him coming up later on. But I thought it was more than appropriate, now that he is out the door, to bring us a little kind of almost Jimi Hendrix.
I always think when we do that, somebody just woke up and the radio just went off.
What the hell?
It's Hard Rock 680 WCBM.
We never played that, I don't think. We should have.
I think we should, on April Fool's Day, the whole day should be like that.
Yes.
Then, of course, people might like it.
Yeah, well, then we'd have to lose this format and go back to being rock and roll disc jockeys.
Yeah, that'd be hard.
We can do that.
We can adjust.
All right. Thanks, bud. Talk to you in a couple.
Appreciate it.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. A couple of texts, a couple of emails in already. Marty emails us in. Not all is happy in the swamp. Dr. Jill and Nancy Pelosi are at odds. Well, Dr. Jill, not a real doctor, is at odds with pretty much anybody who doesn't kiss her husband's butt. And to be really blunt, there is no reason for anybody in the Democrat Party to be kissing that guy's butt. He's a stone-cold loser. And in politics, winners get a lot of attention and not the losers. And Joe Biden was running so poorly that he had to drop out. He actually be encouraged to drop out of the race and be replaced with Kamala Harris. He then said, you know, if Kamala had run, she could have won. Joe, she did win. She did run. She lost. And he said that he could have beat Donald Trump. Oh, yeah. Rock and roll heartbeat, man. The numbers at the time were that you would have lost and Donald Trump would have had 400 electoral college votes. So just bear that in mind. A little reality check for you. Victor Davis Hanson. Fascinating guy. He's a historian. He's also a native Californian. Raised on a farm out in California, actually. A little farm boy. And he is a historian who has the capability of applying the lessons of history to today. The also saying, as Santayana said, those who ignore the past are doomed to repeat it. I think that's roughly the quote. Wait till you hear what Victor Davis Hanson has to say about the wildfires going on in California right now. 621, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion, you'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. As always, thank you so very much for having us in. This and every single day we start at 6 o'clock in the morning, go straight through until 9. And every 10 minutes on the threes, it's Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. 895 is recovering at one point about a half an hour ago. Excuse me. There was a wreck in the Old Harbor Tunnel southbound. Had everybody stopped for about 10 minutes or so. It's been moving since then. You'll see the two green arrows going into the tunnel. And again, at one point it was backed up to the Erdman Avenue ramp. Just a little bit of a backup now as you're coming down the hill from Boston Street. We're moving through the tunnel and into the plaza at Child Street. So a nice recovery there. 95 is still okay. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. Even the west side is not too bad, but filling in Liberty Road, I-70, down through Frederick Road, JFX, very quiet through there. And so far, we have not yet seen the construction setting up, but I think soon on 95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Possibility for scattered light snow showers this afternoon, a high around 34 degrees. For tomorrow, sunny and a high 43. For Saturday, rain and a high 44. A chance for a mix of rain and snow on Sunday. Right cold outside right now. Dundalk has 15 degrees. Hunt Valley has 13. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off today and tomorrow. Now he'll be back on Monday. We'll be back at full strength. Kristen Hager, of course, our executive director, guiding us through the program today. And Jules, thank you very much for being here once again. Julie Ryder into new news. Victor Davis Hanson, taking a look at the wildfires currently going on. They continue out in California. I saw numbers yesterday that there are a couple of them that still just really don't have very good containment yet. I mean, they're working on it. As the winds come down, they'll get better. But it's been going on for a bit, and there's huge amounts of destruction out there. Hanson says, this is not a natural disaster. This is a DEI disaster.
I would characterize it as a DEI Green New Deal hydrogen bomb. It's something out of Dante's Inferno. And what I mean by that is it's a systems breakdown, a civilizational collapse.
A systems breakdown. A civilizational collapse. And, of course, those, what is it, was it Nero who fiddled while Rome burned? I wonder if Gavin Newsom has a fiddle. Hanson says on Gavin Newsom, the guy as a governor, massive fail.
He has systematically ensured that water out of the Sacramento River and the watershed of Northern California would go out to the sea rather than into the aqueduct. So Los Angeles didn't have sufficient amounts of water. He bragged not very long ago that he blew up four dams on the Klamath River. They provided 80,000 homes with clean hydroelectric power. They offered recreation, flood control, irrigation. He blew them up.
Yeah, he blew them up because he thought it was a good thing to do because it would help, I guess, migrating salmon or something, which it did not. It simply told 80,000 Californians, sorry, we really prefer something other than humans here. That does seem to be the way the green folks break it down, is if you're human, you got a black mark against your walk out of the door. You have to justify your existence, and if your carbon footprint is bigger than that of a gnat, then somehow you are damaging the earth, potentially beyond repair forever and ever. Don't you feel guilty about that?
California's fire management, whether we look at the Paradise Fire or the Aspen Fire, destroyed 60 million trees. We have no timber industry in California. He's dismantled it. We don't clean the forest. We don't let loggers come in and have a viable livelihood by harvesting trees. It's sort of considered natural to let these things burn, or to at least create the conditions in which they will inevitably burn. It's almost as we don't like humans. We worry about grubs and worms and birds and the ecosystem.
Yeah, well, actually, but it is natural. The problem is we don't really want natural when you can control natural. I've talked about this a number of times. It never gets any press. At the same time the Great Chicago Fire was happening, in Wisconsin there was a larger fire. Not as many human beings involved. More damage, more acreage, massive amounts of money were lost in Peshtigo, Wisconsin, and surrounding areas. You can look it up in the history books. It gets zero press. And that was okay to a degree because it was natural. And humans were not involved. In Chicago, humans were involved. And we cared about that, and we do care about that. So we don't want natural. We want to be able to control nature to one degree or another. By that, I mean, let's not let nature burn down our home. If we can prevent it, let's put in flood control where it's appropriate in various areas of the country so that our homes don't get flooded out. Let's do those kinds of things human beings can do in order to protect themselves from nature. So when the green guys say, oh, it's natural, you know, this is perfectly normal, it's natural that this happens. Yes, it is. We don't really want natural. We want controlled nature. What they do in Finland, they clean the forest floors. They used to have big fires just like this. Not anymore, because there's no need to have those fires anymore and they don't because they clean the forest floor. Is that natural? I'm not sure about that, but it makes sense for human beings if we count to those people at all. Now, you've been hearing me talk about Rescue Supplements for years. Rescue Natural Supplements has launched a free personalized health survey that prioritizes all of your health goals. Now, whether you've been taking Rescue products for years or don't know where to start, in just 5 minutes, discover tailored Rescue Supplements that fill the gaps in your nutritional needs. That means no more guessing on products at the store or ignoring the issues altogether. And the best part is, right now, you get a whopping 50% off recommended products after you complete the survey. Now, to get started, go to res-q.life. Again, that's res-q.life, life. Or call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, to get help from a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. Now, I took the short survey, and let me tell you, I was blown away to see my results. So don't wait. Visit res-q.life and get 50% off recommended products today. 6:30, once again, Julie Ryder in news.
Well, good morning. Howard County Police are offering a $5,000 reward for information about the shooting death of a teen in Columbia. Police say 17-year-old Lance Carrington was found dead in the driver's seat of a vehicle parked in the 6,000 block of Helen Dorsey Way around 8:30 Tuesday night. Police have not determined when that shooting happened, but they say it was not random and possibly drug-related. There is no suspect information at this time. Baltimore County leaders met with Towson residents at a local church Wednesday to discuss crime in the community. The public meeting was held nearly a month after a mass shooting and fiery vehicle crash that left one dead and eight injured along Lock Raven Boulevard. Police Chief Robert McCullough says while there have been no arrests in that case, there are additional investigations in the community, along with newly installed safety technology and more officers patrolling the neighborhood. County Executive Catherine Klausmeier told the crowd she has confidence in the police department's ability to find the suspects responsible for the shooting. The TSA is reporting a jump in guns stopped at airports in the Baltimore, D.C. region. Officers intercepted 117 guns at security checkpoints in 2024 for an increase of more than 11% from guns caught the previous year. BWI Marshall saw the most guns with 47 firearms found on travelers. 41 guns were caught at Reagan National and 29 at Dulles. Each of the three regional airports set a record for the most firearms detected in a single year. A College Park man has been sentenced to 10 days in jail and 18 months of supervised probation after pleading guilty to touching three women and two juveniles at a Sandy Point State Park beach. Coming up, we check traffic and the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 343, and the pick 4 was 3068. And now, traffic and weather on the 3s with Chuck Whitaker.
There's still some slowing in Prince George's County on the Capitol Beltway. Had a broken-down vehicle interloop near the ramp at Route 450, and then there was an accident behind that broken-down vehicle. So there's still some activity there, and the tractor-trailer itself might still be crowding the left-hand lane. So from the BW Parkway down through 450, that's the reason for that backup. The outer loop in Montgomery County is already slow from New Hampshire Avenue over to 29 with the lanes open around the hill there towards the Mormon Temple headed down from the Georgia Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of changes in our weather as we head into the weekend. Today, some scattered light snow showers. mainly in the afternoon, 34. Sunny tomorrow, warming up, 43. Rain Saturday, 44 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store and everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
One mistake can be the difference between playing for the AFC Championship or getting the trash bags out to clean up your locker. So ball security is key. And according to John Harbaugh, it's the number one priority for Sunday night.
Yeah, protecting the football is job one. You know, that was in our meeting today. It's pretty much in our meeting every week, but it was definitely in our meeting today. Might have been the number one point. Job one, number one, protect the football.
Getting over the divisional round hump has been the problem for the Buffalo Bills. 3 years in a row, Buffalo has gotten to the divisional round, and 3 years in a row, they've lost. The question posed to Von Miller was, does the Bills' locker room feel the heat?
No, I wasn't here for the first one, and I was kind of here for the third one, you know. But and I wasn't here for the second one either, though. So I'm here for this one, though, and I feel like we're all ready to go. I feel like everybody is excited.
A sidebar, the only time the Bills made it out of the divisional round was 2020 when they beat the Ravens. Off the field yesterday, Ravens making news, re-signing wide receiver Diontae Johnson. It was a procedural move. He won't be eligible to join the team until February 10th, and then he'll be released. That's the day after the Super Bowl. When he's released, he'd be an unrestricted free agent, and the Ravens would be eligible potentially for a compensatory draft pick. The LA wildfires taking a toll on the sports world. Lakers forward LeBron James saying the fires have taken a mental toll on him and his team. Meanwhile, a Milwaukee Brewer baseball star has stepped up. Christian Yelich has donated his time, money, and effort to helping those affected. Yelich grew up in Southern California. An organization called California Strong is organizing a fire relief event for families and first responders on Saturday in Westlake Village, California. That's where Yelich grew up, and he will be a part of that. Local college basketball yesterday, tough times for the Naval Academy, as the Mids dropped their 12th in a row last night, 73-66, to Colgate. And finally, for the first time, the NCAA will pay women's basketball teams for making it to the NCAA Women's Tournament. A team that makes it to the Final Four could earn its conference $1.26 million over the next 3 years, far less when compared to the men who have been paid for years. The time now is 6:36. When we return, the Orioles decline on a pitcher.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Interesting comments yesterday from relief pitcher Jeff Hoffman, a right-hander who ended up signing with the Toronto Blue Jays. Hoffman telling the media that the Orioles nearly handed him a deal. It would have been the first multi-year contract to a free agent pitcher that the Birds have signed since 2018. But the Orioles had some issues with his physical. Here's Hoffman on that word.
He's a very quiet man.
He's a very, very quiet person.
Very quiet guy, yeah.
Well, let's see if I can get this up here. No, I can't. Anyway, he said that the Orioles had issues with his physical. We've heard that before during the Angelos time as well. And so they declined. The point is, Bruce, the Orioles have not given a multi-year deal to a pitcher since 2018. They signed Corbin Burns to a one-year deal. They signed, you know, all these guys to one-year deals.
Why?
Well, because of concerns about longevity for pitchers. And they didn't want to commit the money. You know, back then they didn't want to commit the money because they didn't have the money. Now they want to make sure they make the right move.
All right.
And so this is what they did. Do I agree with it? Not particularly. I think the money that they spent on all these other guys, they could have spent on Corbin Burns. But the fact of the matter is, Corbin Burns didn't want to come back to Baltimore. He wanted to stay out on the West Coast, be close to his family. His wife just gave birth to twins. That's what he wanted to do.
All right. Fair enough. However, there will be a pitcher who would warrant more than 1 year. year. Isn't it penny wise and pound foolish? Isn't that the saying that that to say in order to just have him there for 1 year and then the year after you have a great pitcher when he's gone?
Yeah, I mean, if you're asking me if there are pitchers out there that would warrant more than 1 year, absolutely. I mean, these are stars. You know, these are $30 million, for the most part, contracts. The Royals are not willing to do that for the multi-year pitchers.
Yeah, I know that most of your players, they top off at like $15 million.
Who, the Orioles?
Yours.
Oh, my.
Your employers.
You mean my personal
your
players?
Your personal employers.
Yeah. Right. I can't afford much more than $15 million.
Well,
are you
really?
Kidding me?
They got cab fare and everything you got to pay for. So, I mean, that runs up the money.
I mean, think about how much I pay you and Julie, for that matter.
Yeah, well, Julie's the one pulling down the big bucks here.
Thank you.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
And she earns it.
Absolutely. She
deserves it.
She actually deserves it.
Unlike you, Bruce.
I don't. We'll talk back at the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. A bit more from Victor Davis Hanson. Again, this guy's a Californian. He was raised in California, lifelong Californian. Went to college out there. He is, I think, one of the smartest historians of the 20th and 21st century. He has the ability as well to take a look at historical events and trends and translate them into something that actually makes sense. He took on Gavin Newsom. You heard that just a moment or two ago. Thinks that Newsom at the state level is a fail. As to the mayor of Los Angeles,
she had been warned and warned for days on end that the Santa Ana winds were up to 100 miles an hour in the evening, and there was a danger of fire. And she goes off to Africa for the inauguration of the president of Ghana? With all due respect, Mayor, who cares? You have an obligation to the 6 million people of greater Los Angeles.
Yeah, to be told ahead of time, and this is an annual event, it's not like it's a surprise, there are going to be Santa Ana winds, chances are they're going to kick up a couple of fires, chances are some of them may be pretty big fires, to say, well, that's great, have a good time, I'm going to Ghana. Really? After promising that she would have no international travel when she was mayor. And that's part of it. It's supposed to be so galling to the people out there that, yes, indeed, for both Gavin Newsom and for Karen Bass, there are actually now recall notices out there.
I don't really care that she's LGBTQ. I don't care any of that. All I do care is her emphases. She's been bragging for the last 2 years that her goal was to make sure it was diverse and inclusive. When you announce that 70% of your hiring will not be meritocratic, but will be based on diversity, equity, inclusion, then you're not putting the interest of your constituents first.
No, you're putting the interest of a specific group of individuals first. It is just as illegitimate as saying, we're going to only hire white guys. We're going to only hire Hispanic women, only. That's going to be the emphasis, because we're short on Hispanic women. We've got to hire more of them. So even if there are other individuals, other, you know, the other gender, or other individuals with higher skill sets who are stronger, faster, better, more apt to be able to do the job correctly, if you say we must fill our quota for this kind of individual, you're passing up the better candidate in order to have the lesser candidate do the job for you. Will that lesser candidate actually get the job done? Potentially. But Hanson points out, by the way, we're not in a dry spell in California. We're in a wet spell.
Last year was one of the wettest years that we've had. We've had 3 out of the last 4 years have been very, very wet. We had a huge snowpack. We had rivers that were running in 19th century fashion, but out to the sea to save the Delta smelt. So it was a total systems collapse.
Yeah, a total systems collapse. One final cut from Victor Davis Hanson. And this, to me, is the payoff. And I think he's right, sadly. I think he's completely right.
I don't want to be too pessimistic or bleak, but this is one of the most alarming symptoms of a society gone mad. And if this continues, and if this were to spread to other states, we would become a third world country if we're not in parts already.
We are indeed in parts a third world country, folks. Sorry to say it. That's the direction in which being woke has taken us. Even as a nation, you go woke, you go broke. 6:43, traffic order on the threes coming up. Why can't people out there get home insurance? Interesting question. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Outer loop of the Beltway on the west side now with the normal delays filling in very quickly here. It's almost stopped back to 795. Not quite, but very soon. 795 down through Frederick Road. The inner loop of Green Spring is still okay, and the Parkville side is still clear. That will fill in on the Parkville side in the next 15 to 30 minutes through there. JFX, you're still clear, looking fine. Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. Both the harbor tunnels are open. Earlier problems, and we're still a bit slow. I don't think it's going to recover anytime soon. 895 now is slowing right around O'Donnell Street into the old Harbor Tunnel. 95, all four lanes are open. No issues at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. A couple of earlier problems on the Capitol Beltway. We saw this backup on the outer loop near Route 29. There's an accident there now at University Boulevard. That's backed up to I-95 and a broken down tractor trailer earlier on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway at Route 450 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Possibility for scattered light snow showers this afternoon. High 34 degrees. For tomorrow, sunny and high 43. For Saturday, rain. High 44. A chance for a mix of rain and snow on Sunday. Essex, 17 degrees right now. Oh, it's toasty in Ellicott City. It's 10 there.
I'll put on my muff.
Wow. Yeah, I keep thinking about Kim Klasick. Guys, she comes into the studio wearing her winter coat. I mean, this is not a woman, apparently, who can tolerate the cold.
No.
How do you suppose she's doing this morning? This is why she has her daughter doing the snow outside. Come on, Olivia, toughen up. You go out and shovel.
That's right. That's how you learn your way.
Once again, it's time for us to head out to that chuck wagon. A service, a public service, in the name of the food and beverage industry, and on behalf of one, Butterball Johnson.
And pay attention, maggot!
That's right, maggot, pay attention. This is so very special. Coca-Cola, the CEO, has now awarded Donald Trump the, quote, first ever presidential commemorative Diet Coke. I'm serious.
I saw that yesterday.
It's a thing.
Yep.
Apparently, that's the thing. By the way, Chuck Whitaker has been awarded the first 25 ever traffic guy Bailey's Irish Creams. So it's
I accept.
You accept, yeah.
One case would be fine. Thank you.
Starbucks
has delivered before the end of the morning.
Please,
lunch.
Yes. Starbucks has a new code of conduct. Customers have a lot to say. Starbucks has just announced plans to make some stern changes to its cafes beginning the end of this month. Customers are either okay with it or they hate it. And there's a new coffee house code of conduct. The code of conduct was designed to provide clarity that our spaces, including our cafes, patios, and restrooms, are for use by customers and partners. Now, I don't know if this means people will not be able to go in there and park and sit on their laptop using the Starbucks Wi-Fi all day long or not.
Right. which they do.
Yes. I'll take one cup of coffee and I'll leave this seat in 9 hours.
Right.
And this, Costco customers are outraged. Oh. They're outraged, I'm telling you.
No.
I've never been in a Costco, but apparently there's a coffee bean grinder there.
Oh, okay.
They're yanking them. They're yanking them because people, I guess, don't exactly understand how to use a coffee bean grinder.
Oh.
For example, somebody put chocolate-covered coffee beans in the one of my local grocery store.
Mm-hmm. That's for M&M's.
Yes. Or they double grind or quadruple grind. And you grind the nuts through over and over and over and over, dropping brushes and leaving a mess all over the place. Members cannot be trusted to not disrespect property they don't own, essentially.
There you go.
That's according to a message from Costco.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first thing. By the way, apparently Costco changes the rules of behavior on a constant basis. I, again, never been one. I don't know. I belong to a club, though. Sam's Club.
Yeah, yeah, go to Sam's.
Yeah, yeah. It's, and whenever I need, like, 437 rolls of toilet paper, I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the smallest container they sell. Not the first time the bad behavior at Costco has gone viral. I read a post shared earlier this month. A couple was called out for rearranging the bakery items at Costco with their bare hands. I'm sorry. You cannot make this up. I'll tell you one thing, though. I went and I got a piece of fish. No, it was two steaks at Sam's. The steaks were okay, but the guy behind the counter obviously had no idea how you wrap a piece of meat in a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Because they both fell out of the piece of paper by the time I got the checkout.
Nice.
It's like, thanks, dude. That can be just wonderful. Final story for you, Chuck, this morning. There is now officially the most expensive fast food chain in the entire country, according to a new study. This is a study done by a learning marketplace, Preply. They analyzed 57,000 plus reviews of over 10,000 restaurants across all 50 major U.S. cities. They found a couple of outliers with a couple of fast food joints in the mix. Shake Shack has been named the overall most overpriced restaurant.
Wow.
And Five Guys is also criticized for its out-of-control prices. Mm-hmm. Curiously, I've come up with an innovative approach to this. Don't buy food there.
That's it.
You know, if it's overpriced, go somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, hamburger, fries, and a Coke at Five Guys, $24.
That's stunning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you're doing that because why? Is it that much better?
And I just walk past the door with a big sign that goes KMA.
Oh, yeah.
And they go, oh, that must be Chuck Whitaker.
Yes. KMA, which stands for Kiss My Asparagus. I think
yes.
This, yeah.
Yes, they always thought I was a Maryland farmer, but something in that neighborhood, you know.
Well, check back. 650, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion, you'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's an interesting email, or text in, I guess it is, from Fred. Does the mayor plan to attend Trump's inauguration? I don't know. I know, gosh, it just wouldn't be the same without him there. I have no idea if he's going or not. Nor do I think anybody in the administration will care one way or the other. As far as the ex-mayor, the ex-governor, Martin O'Malley, I don't think he's going. I think he's going to be out of town. And I know Michelle Mabel will be out of town. She's made the decision she's not going because she's busy having a snit, I guess. I think that you do certain things when you're a public figure because you're a public figure, and it's kind of compulsory that you do them. And this is one of those circumstances where she should be doing this because she is a public figure. She is married to a former president, and they should both be there. They should both be in attendance, even if they can't stand the guy, it doesn't matter. You show up, you do the right thing for decorum, and you move on from there. But, you know, Big Mike, I guess, doesn't care all that much for decorum, so I'm not going to be there. 6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The Outer Loop West Side delay now is at 795, so 795 down through Frederick Road. The lanes are clear. between 795, I-70, and Route 40, and then down the hill from Frederick Road towards Wilkins Avenue, and eventually towards 95. The pace is still good. Some slowing going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. You'll still have the brake lights there anywhere around the Eastern Avenue Bridge and O'Donnell Street. 95, last check, was filling in just a bit after O'Donnell Street with all four lanes open southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Toasty right now in Reisterstown, 12 degrees. Pikesville has 15, Hunt Valley 13 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And Bill is in Owings Mills. He's first up this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you doing, bud?
Good. How are you? Happy New Year. Glad to see you.
Thank you. Same to you, sir.
Thank you. What I wanted to say was, without sounding insensitive, and I'm choosing my words very, very carefully, because I don't want to come across as not compassionate, because I am. I am fed up with California and all the negative things they have done to our culture over the years. In fact, for some strange reason, people have allowed California to be a trendsetter, and a lot of times it's for the worse. Worse than the better. It's a beautiful state.
Mm-hmm.
From pictures I've seen, I've never been there.
No, it's really pretty.
I'm not here to knock the state because it's so diverse, but I'm tired of their politics. And the situations they've gotten themselves into is because they have voted for the wrong people. They have voted for the people they want to rule their state. So they keep making all these mistakes. We keep bailing them out and bailing them out. I'm worried about Maryland, where I live, because it doesn't seem to me that not too many people care about us and what happens to our state. I live here just like you. I care about this state. Maybe we should cut them off financially because they keep mismanaging money. That's the problem, Bruce. People don't...
There's no consequence.
...accountable for how they spend. Oh, exactly. Yeah. There's your problem. And that's something that really gets me boiling mad.
Yeah, you have a situation now, for example. There's going to be no consequence to Gavin Newsom. I mean, I suspect... I can't remember if he's term limited or not because of being the governor. But if he runs again, I'm sure he'll get reelected again.
Sure,
because that's the way California politics works. But there's no consequence to being a screw-up there politically. You know, really, if you're a Democrat, Karen Bass, yeah, she'll run again. Chances are she'd probably win again because they'll say, well, you know, yeah, but she's kind of, you know, she came back from Ghana. Really? Mm-hmm. That's not
the
standard.
The problem is they're a major carbuncle in the behind of humanity, and they need to be cut off because they're not accountable with money.
Yeah, well, to me, that's the only impact that the federal government has is determining where the money goes. Now, Joe Biden has already kind of said, oh, the federal government, we're going to pick up all the costs. He didn't get authority to do this, and he doesn't have the authority in the Constitution to make these kinds of financial decisions. That goes to the House of Representatives. So he spoke out of turn. And if indeed you can spend all kinds of money there, then please explain to me, where is the money that still hasn't arrived in Western North Carolina?
If you or I mismanage our money to our bill collectors, they're going to be beating down our door wondering where the hell their money is. We don't hold a isn't that funny? We don't hold our politicians in the same way.
No, we should. And actually, legislatively and structurally, I've proposed for some time that, and I actually think the idea was not originally mine. I think it came from Sam Walton, perhaps. It may have come from Warren Buffett. I can't remember which money guy it came from, which guy who's managed to get himself very, very rich. It's, if you want to see fiscal reform in Washington, D.C., directly tie the salary of the House of members of the House and the members of the Senate, tie their salary to the budget. What you do is you say, okay, here's the deal. In each 1% of the budget that you're over, that you put us further into deficit spending, costs you 2% of your salary.
Yep.
Or whatever number is necessary to dissuade them from continuing to be absolute jerks with money. If you say to the people in Annapolis, all right, you have to have a balanced budget. If you have to raise taxes on Marylanders, then you have to raise your own taxes, that amount doubled. Tie it directly to their salaries, because that's the only way people learn, is if there's a real consequence.
Yep, hit them in the wallet.
Yeah, and they will learn. Believe me, at that moment, it's just like if your boss comes to you, Bill, and says, Bill, here's the deal. Your department is over budget by 10%, but gosh, there's no consequence. Have a great day. Have a good weekend. Here's a bottle of bourbon. Enjoy yourself. All right, you've learned one lesson from that. If, on the other hand, your boss comes to you and says, Bill, your department is over by 10%. In the next 6 months, you must get your budget back in line, or it's going to be 10% of your salary.
That's right.
Then, you're going to make the honest effort to actually get the budget back in line. I mean, it's going to be very straightforward, because you will have a direct financial incentive. Right now, members of the House who spend the money, they don't care. The Democrats in Annapolis, they don't care. It has no impact on them.
Besides that, I want to run something by you, and I'll let you go. I know you're busy. And also, when you can't account for financial mismanagement, maybe we should consider the possibility of jail time for these people, because I consider that pretty much not just money mismanagement, but embezzlement goes along with the same way, because that's usually what happens.
It's time for forensic audits in every federal department.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Bill, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. We start the next hour with something I'm really fascinated about. Why is it that people in California cannot get house insurance, home insurance? We'll check that out next.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Benjamin Netanyahu says, not so fast on that Gaza peace deal. The Israeli Prime Minister says his cabinet will not consider the agreement until Hamas stops trying to win more concessions and honors every aspect of the deal. Trump Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi goes back before the Senate Judiciary Committee today for day two of her confirmation hearing.
I will fight every day to restore confidence and integrity to the Department of Justice and each of its components. The partisanship, the weaponization will be gone. America will have one tier of justice for all.
Among the nominees yet to appear for confirmation hearings, RFK Jr. for HHS Secretary, National Intelligence Director nominee Tulsi Gabbard, and Kash Patel for FBI Director. President Biden has delivered several warnings in his farewell address to the nation.
The president mostly used his Oval Office speech to warn Americans about the accumulation of power and wealth among a small few.
An oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence.
He sounded the alarm about misinformation.
Social media is giving up on fact-checking. The truth is smothered by lies.
Mr. Biden also called for a constitutional amendment to end immunity for sitting presidents.
No president is immune from crimes that he or she commits while in office.
He urged the American people to be keepers of the flame and uphold democracy. Ray Clugston, Washington.
Rudy Giuliani is set to be the first witness at a trial over whether he can keep his Florida condo and several World Series rings or must turn them over to satisfy a $148 million judgment awarded to two Georgia election workers. Trial to begin this morning in Manhattan Federal Court. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 85 points. NASDAQ futures up 105. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on 795 southbound. Medic units just arriving. It's after Franklin Boulevard. Vehicle hit the guardrail at the area south of Franklin Boulevard and in the left-hand lane. So already several medic units are there. State police also there. They're letting traffic by on the right side, but the vehicle is right up on the guardrail into the median. So it's going to be here for a while with the investigation underway. Definitely a heads up for that single lane as you're coming south from Cockeys Mill Road and from Franklin Boulevard down to the accident scene. Beltway on the Parkville side will fill in just a bit. Start to get heavy there at Hartford Road. The west side is already pretty solid coming south from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of changes in our weather as we head into the weekend. Today, some scattered light snow showers, mainly in the afternoon, 34. Sunny tomorrow, warming up, 43. Rain Saturday, 44 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County leaders met with Towson residents at a church Wednesday to discuss crime in the community. The public meeting was held nearly a month after a mass shooting and fiery vehicle crash that left one dead and eight injured along Lock Raven Boulevard. Police Chief Robert McCulloch says while there have been no arrests in that case, there are additional investigations in the community, along with newly installed safety technology and more officers patrolling the neighborhood. County Executive Catherine Klausmeier told the crowd she has confidence in the police department's ability to find the suspects responsible for the shooting. The Transportation Department is going after Southwest Airlines for not being on time. The DOT announced Wednesday it's suing Southwest Airlines, alleging the carrier operated chronically delayed flights. This comes after the DOT levied a $2 million fine against JetBlue earlier this month for similar allegations. In the lawsuit, the DOT says Southwest flights from Chicago to Oakland and from Baltimore to Cleveland arrived late nearly 200 times between April and August 2022. Well, coming up next, we'll have Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You thinking about your retirement? Do you want a guaranteed lifetime income? Well, maybe thinking about an annuity? Well, I know you've seen or heard ads from others that downplay annuities, right? But why is that? Maybe because they want you to invest your money with them, or maybe even lose it during the next bear market downturn. Now, is that what you want, or do you want safety, certainty, and security with your retirement nest egg? Do you want to find out how annuities really work? Well, you can. Just call my guy, Rod Barowie, and his team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, you really can get a bonus and an income plan for life. Call Rod Barowie today, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Listen, I've met with Rod. He's the real deal. So call Rod now at 410-266-1120. Tell him your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It's been said by many Ravens players and coaches this year that there's something different about Lamar. He's locked in, chasing perfection. And as we've said here before, that's all well and good, but perfection is unattainable. What he should be chasing is patience. And that's how you beat the good teams in the NFL. And it seems that the Ravens now agree. Oh. Well, John Harbaugh did agree and said that patience is the key. You can't play, you can't win the game in one play. It takes four quarters, and you have to play all the plays to win the games. Hopefully we can get that sound for you, but apparently not right at the moment. At the same time, the brilliance of Lamar is obvious, and the man is Houdini in cleats. And Sean McDermott has a big job in front of him to make sure that that defense is able to contain Lamar. The 2025 College Football Hall of Fame class has been announced. Urban Meyer and Nick Saban will join Michael Vick and Michael Strahan among a total of 22 to be inducted on December 9th in Las Vegas. Coming up at 7:35, the city of Cleveland sues the Browns. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can
can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Realestate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has today and tomorrow off. Be back on Monday. We're back at full strength on Monday. Julie Ryder, thank you always for coming in to do the news. Kristen Hagerick, our executive producer, gets us through each show elegantly. Something I've been lifetime incapable of doing, being elegant. It's something to do with having, you know, the puppy feet, puppy hands. They're too big for my body. This great email sent along, something that Kevin Sorbo had posted. In California, he says, evacuated houses are now being looted. Harris voters are demanding actions be taken against the looters. Well, it turns out the left doesn't want open borders at all when it comes to their private property. Yes, exactly. However, Karen Bass, the mayor of the city of Los Angeles, says, you know, even though the winds have died down, there are still, in California, some dangerous conditions there.
The winds were lower than expected yesterday, but we also know from the National Weather Service that we are still facing dangerous conditions.
And indeed they are. The winds could pick up. Of course, the Santa Ana winds are seasonal to a degree. So once the high pressure system moves off from where it's sitting, you begin to break that cycle. And it does move off eventually. Because right now it's there pumping out all kinds of very dry, hot air through the gap in the mountains. And that is what's been causing some of the problems. Bass says, though, you talk about not necessarily the best phrase to use. Here's the mayor of Los Angeles.
We're not out of the woods yet. There is a chance that the Santa Anas might spike up again next week.
Not out of the woods yet. But, of course, it's okay because most of those have burned down. Yeah. So it's that's kind of an inept thing to say, but there you go. That's the way politics goes from time to time. Now, interesting question. Why is it that these California homeowners are saying, I couldn't get home insurance? Well, actually, they can't get home insurance. And it's because of liberal policies in California. I believe it was Prop 103 a handful of years back. And what Prop 103 said was, if you're an insurance company and you want to raise home insurance rates, it was just this one segment. It wasn't corporate rates, it wasn't rates on businesses, just home insurance rates. If you want to raise those rates, you have to pass your proposed rate past a state board, which will either allow or disallow the rate, or allow a certain percentage of the rate at their discretion. Now, that sounds benign. Problem is this. That board routinely has not allowed rates to go up even at the rate of inflation. So if a company says, well, look, things because of Joe Biden cost a hell of a lot more than they did because inflation spiked up there and it cost us a lot of money to get things fixed. We need to raise our rates to cover the losses we're going to have otherwise. And the board says, no, you can't raise your rates by 7%. We'll let you raise your rates by 2.5%. At some point in that curve, the executives at the insurance company says, guess what we're not doing anymore? We're not writing homeowner insurance anymore. We cannot take continuing losses in homeowner insurance because the state board wants to curry favor with the voters by saying, look at us, we kept your rates low. The consequence of the government artificially forcing rates to stay low in an otherwise competitive marketplace is to basically tell the competition, tell all the insurance companies, get out of the business. We don't want you writing this business. The next step, of course, from their point of view, is going to be the state will write it for you. That worked out really well in some of the other areas of our life, hasn't it? to have the state take over private government functions. They do it so efficiently and so very, very well. Kaya Stanley is an insurance company analyst and executive. She has a great head on her shoulders. You're going to hear her analysis of what the hell's going wrong with home insurance in California, and that's coming up in a couple of minutes. Right now, though, it's 713, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, 795 southbound. You're down to a single lane to the right, right after Franklin Boulevard. This vehicle came off the roadway, hit the guardrail, kind of sitting cockeyed onto the guardrail as you're coming south. And with the state highway truck there, they're blocking the left-hand lane. First responders, of course, are there as well. So single lane to the right, just back down on your speed. I looked at the camera back at the bridge at Cockeys Mill Road, so it's not backed up to there, so it's not a horrible backup, but you'll be in a single lane as you're coming south on 795. Both the Harbor Tunnels now picking up the normal delay again this morning, coming south on 95 between Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, and O'Donnell Street. 895 is around the Urban Avenue ramp. Both the tunnels are open, but with the very slow traffic already south. Harford County, there was a tractor trailer apparently on fire and affecting the ramp from I-95 southbound onto Level Road. That's Route 155. That's the exit ramp for the 89-mile marker. The main line of the interstate is still clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Scattered showers possible. Scattered snow showers even possible this afternoon. A high around 34 degrees. For tomorrow, sunny, and a high should be around 43. For Saturday, rain and a high 44 degrees. And a chance of rain and snow mixed on Sunday. Right now, Pikesville has 15 degrees, and currently it is 14 degrees in Aberdeen. And next week, by the way, is going to be colder. Just as a heads up. Isn't that cheery news for you? Yeah, they're saying somehow next week that the highs are going to be in the mid-teens for 1 or 2 days. That's the forecast I saw last night. Time right now for the mega movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Great story posted by Gabriel Hoffman at townhall.com. And I'll get this posted for you on Bruce's Brain on Facebook so you can check it out as well. She says she went to Denmark last October. I took a canal cruise around the capital city, and the tour guide was keen to point out Greenland's flag. In a news release announcing Kevin Harry as his pick for U.S. ambassador to Denmark, Donald Trump expressed a desire to obtain Greenland for purposes of national security. This is a quote. Throughout the world, the U.S. Feels that the ownership and control of Greenland is an absolute necessity. Again, he reiterated it in a press conference this past week. For the acquisition and likely encouragement, his son, Donald Trump Jr., has traveled to Nuuk, N-U-U-K, is that how to pronounce it? I guess it is Nuuk. To make the case. By the way, are people in Nuuk, are they Nookies? I'm just curious. It's easy to dismiss this as trolling, but it's a smart play. We actually have acquired rather large other properties from Denmark in the past. The U.S. Virgin Islands were once the Danish Caribbean. I forget exactly how they classified it. They sold it to us, and it became the U.S. VI. And this isn't the first time that Donald Trump, as a real estate developer, has entertained buying Greenland. Back in 2019, he explored the move quite seriously. Greenland is rich in valuable resources, minerals, the purest water, ice, fish stocks, seafood, renewable energy, a new frontier for adventure tourism. They're open for business, they say there, but not for sale. Trump is not the first president or elected U.S. official to propose this. Guess when the first time this happened, to my knowledge? William Seward. And the name sounds familiar. He was Secretary of State back in 1867. It's something about a folly that he had at one point. Bought another rather large piece of property. It's worked out pretty well for us. In considering the future of Greenland, we cannot continue ourselves entirely to materialistic considerations. If a country has in it the means of developing in any way, it may be said to be rich to that extent. And that is from the report that Seward commissioned back in 1867-1868, a report on the resources of Iceland and Greenland. It's been considered before, and because of the physical location of Greenland, because it's a very scant population, because right now it's simply held as a territory by Denmark. It's not even officially a part of Denmark. Yeah, the speculation is going to continue. It's not necessarily a bad move. Donald Trump's Greenland gambit, annexation or not, you can dismiss it, but dismiss it at your own peril. 718 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have now. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Interesting email in from Doug. It says, good morning. The salary of folks in Congress should be the average salary of the district they represent. I think, actually, linking their salary to their district's salary is not a bad idea. It incentivizes them to work to increase the salary of those people in the district. Only problem I see with that is if that means more and more federal largesse to their district, then it'd be kind of a self-serving situation. But yeah, I think there's something to that. There has to be some linkage, and there has to be some consequence for the constant overspending. You know, these continuing resolutions, a CR, and then another CR, and then another CR, and then another CR. Well, there's no consequence for that bad budgeting. You know, if you or I budget that poorly, there's a consequence. The insurance company says, guess what? You're paying 29% per month from now on. And that's the consequence that actually is considered by many to be the only appropriate consequence in that circumstance. 720 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour, Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Coming up right after the 8 o'clock news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This juvenile rapist allowed to return to Maryland school following judge's ruling. Chris Pabst from Fox 45 will join us talking about that. He's been following this story very closely and knows the latest wrinkles on this. That'll be right after the top of the hour, around 40 minutes from right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Let me give you this woman's resume. Her CR, her CV, I guess it is. She is the new CEO of the California Restaurant Mutual Benefit Corporation. Her name is Kaya Stanley. She's the new chief executive officer and board chair. This is an industry-defining move. 22 years of experience as an attorney and restaurant owner. She knows the business of restaurants very well. She also knows the consequence of not being able to get insurance for your business very well. And thus, she's had the opportunity to research the consequence of not being able to get insurance for your home as an adjunct to that. And she spent a lot of time looking at that. What she has to say about what's been happening in California is truly amazing. She says, there's a reason insurers pulled out of the housing market in California.
But insurance companies can't be profitable and they can't raise their rates because of regulatory requirements. Mm-hmm. They are going to leave.
Yeah. If they cannot raise their rates, they're going to leave. And that's exactly what's been happening. They've been leaving. They've been saying, see ya. Now, they're still in California. She says, you can get all kinds of other insurance from these people who had been doing home insurance. You just can't get home insurance from them anymore.
They only left the high-risk areas. So a lot of these companies still write insurance in other parts of California and other lines of insurance. So they might have just pulled out of homes but in businesses, but they still write auto, for example.
Yeah, or in some areas, they may write home if you're in a particularly low-risk area. But come on now. We know that the Santa Ana winds are going to happen every year. We know that mudslides happen on a continuing basis in California. We see houses slide off their foundations down a mudslide. They've decided it's just not worth the time and effort if they're going to lose money on paying off these claims because the state would not allow them to insure people at a rate that they find profitable. So guess what? They're out of there. More from her coming up in a minute. First, though, 723. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck on 795 southbound is after Franklin Boulevard. A lot of activity there. A couple of state highway trucks. The wreckers are there now. The vehicle into the guardrail southbound. Only the right lane is open as you're moving south. If you're coming down from 140, the bridge there, Cockeys Mill Road, there's a camera there. There's no backup right there. So it's only right after Franklin Boulevard. Single lane to the right. And then after Owings Mills Boulevard, and as you're moving south from there, you're good to go all the way down to the Beltway, and then you'll pick up the normal delay on the Beltway from 795 down through Frederick Road. It's still manageable on the inner loop at Greenspring. The Parkville side has filled in now on the outer loop coming over from Bel Air Road to Providence Road, and so far we have not seen the Curtis Creek drawbridge go up this morning. Looking at it live right now at Ordnance Road, that section of the Beltway is clear. New Rack in Howard County, maybe some lane blockage here. Eastbound Route 100 right before the bridge at I-95. I think the wreck is very close to the interchange there at Meadow Ridge Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Possibility of scattered light snow showers this afternoon, a high around 34 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and high 43. Saturday, rain, a high 44 degrees. A chance of mix of rain and snow on Sunday. What a delightful weekend we have. I wonder what it's going to be like in Buffalo this weekend. Edgewater, 14 degrees right now. Glen Burnie has 19. I'm sorry, Glen Burnie has 16. A little dyslexia kicked in for half a second there. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. More from Kaya Stanley. She says, in a competitive business, you have to be able to make a profit. Now, the ideal is you come in $1 less than your competitor, and you make a profit. But you get the job because you're $1 less. Your competitor doesn't get the job because they're $1 more. But if you can't carve out a profit by doing that, you say it's not worth competing in this particular line of business because there's no profit in it. Companies have to make a profit in order to continue. Why does that matter? Because without the companies around, who employs the employees? I mean, that's where the sticking point is. And you know the solution from the left is going to be, well, don't worry about it. We'll have the government hire all of them. At some point in that curve, you have more government workers than the remaining private sector workers can subsidize. It's another argument for a smaller government closer to the people, is let the businesses drive employment, not the government. Kaya Stanley says, look, insurers, either way you cut it, any way you cut it, they've got to be able to make a profit.
They're going to be looking at all kinds of solutions, from incentivizing solutions to maybe tax credits to also regulatory changes that need to happen, because for-profit companies have a right to make a profit. Mm-hmm. They can't be required to stay in an area where they're not making money.
Yeah, and that's what's happening. They're getting out of those areas where they can't make money. It's as if you're selling Studebakers in today's marketplace. Not a lot of people are buying them. So you tend to lose money on that dealership. This is why now we hear all kinds of conversation, by the way, and they're talking about the car industry, of some of the smaller entrants to the U.S. market merging together in some fashion without naming the names of the various automobile lines involved. We could see during the next 4 years a number of mergers at least for U.S. use. And these kinds of mergers and cooperative ventures have happened before between U.S. manufacturers and foreign manufacturers. There's a long list of them, both Japanese and European manufacturers. One more for Kaya Stanley. She says, in California, because, again, I think it was Prop 103, I'd have to check for sure, they will not let insurers actually make a profit.
I represent restaurant owners. So if food prices doubled, it wouldn't be fair for us to say, yeah. and they have to now pay more minimum wage. We can't now say, okay, you can't increase the prices of your menu. Yeah. And that's sort of what we would be saying to insurance companies if we said you can't raise your rates.
Yeah, and that is exactly what they're saying. Sorry, you can't raise your rates, at least not the degree to which you'd like to raise your rates. Here's a proposal. Let them raise the rates to whatever degree they'd like to raise their rates. If the rates are too high, people will go with their competitors. And then the initial company has raised the rates too high, will have to readjust their price down again. That's how the competitive marketplace works. If I say, I got a great car for you, I'll sell you this car for $40,000. And the competitor, the guy at the dealership across the street, says, I have the equivalent vehicle, I'll sell it to you for $36,000. Then it's going to encourage me to sell it for $35,500. Unless I decide $36,000 is under my cost, so it's not worth doing. Or unless I can say, well, it has to be tied in directly to a long-term maintenance contract, so I can figure maybe I'll make my money back in that fashion. You have to be able to figure out a way of making a profit in an industry, or you get out of it. That's why we don't sell an awful lot of buggy whips anymore. Except in Lancaster County, I suppose. I'm not even sure they use those up there. But there you go. That's what it's all about. And Stanley and others who have studied this very closely in California say California, the state government, the liberals, because they wanted to do something nice for those rich folks who are tired of having their insurance rates cost too much, they put a cap on how much the insurance company could raise them. And then if you have 7 or 8% inflation for a period of time during the Biden administration, but you're only allowing them to raise their rates by 2%, something's got to give. And what gave was the interest the insurance companies have in writing business in that particular business sector at all. All right, enough of that rant. But now at least we have a full understanding of exactly what the heck has been going on. Coming up, right after the half past news, we touched on this yesterday. I want to explore it some more. Riley Gaines, very happy. AOC, very unhappy. Because Riley Gaines says, I think maybe only women should be in women's sports. What a concept. 7:30 right now on WCBM. Once again, here's news, Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. A man is confessing to killing two people more than a decade ago in Northeast Baltimore. City police say Scott Barnett walked into the Southeast District Police Station Sunday night and asked to speak with detectives about a murder. The 45-year-old then admitted to his involvement in the November 2014 stabbing deaths of Terrell Lehman and Charles Webster at a home on Ralworth Road. The victims had been reported missing the following month, but their remains have not been found. Barnett is charged with multiple counts of first and second-degree murder. A College Park man has been sentenced to 10 days in jail and 18 months of supervised probation after pleading guilty to touching three women and two juveniles at the Sandy Point State Park beach. In addition, 27-year-old Javed Ahmadi must complete 24 hours of community service. By entering into the plea agreement, charges that included indecent exposure and causing a public disturbance were placed on the inactive docket. The Transportation Department's going after Southwest Airlines for not being on time. The DOT announced Wednesday it's suing Southwest, alleging the carrier operated chronically delayed flights. This comes after the DOT levied a $2 million fine against JetBlue Airways earlier this month for similar allegations. In the lawsuit, the DOT says Southwest flights from Chicago to Oakland and from Baltimore to Cleveland arrived late nearly 200 times between April and August 2022. The Maryland State Highway Administration is considering measures to improve safety along portion of Coastal Highway in Ocean City. According to the SHA, around 47,000 vehicles travel between 15th and 67th Streets each day. And between 2018 and 2023, there were 686 crashes reported along that stretch. Some of the safety concerns are pedestrian crossings outside of crosswalks. Coming up, we'll check traffic and the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Crestlock.com is a local company specializing in access control, automatic doors, security cameras, and locksmith services. Crestlock.com has the tools and personnel to handle your projects. All Crestlock.com staff are required to have the Maryland Security Technician License. We have licensed master electricians and locksmiths, so stop by Crestlock.com at 10015 Plasky Highway to see our state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom, or give us a call at 410-256-7800 to bring our showroom to your site.
Hi, this is Italo, your host of Labor Tours in Bel Air. People often tell me that they come from far and wide to dine at our restaurant. One reason is the great atmosphere and the friendly service here. Another reason is the wide selection of really delicious entrees we serve. From our crab raviolis to our rigatoni vodka, and from our shrimp fra diablo to our great steaks and chops. You won't find food anywhere any better than Labor Tours in Bel Air. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Liberatore's Restaurant in Bel Air.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 343, and the pick 4 was 3068. And now with traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new delay on I-97 southbound after you're coming south of Route 32. It's a vehicle fire reported before the bridge at 178. Just looking at the camera, if they could tighten up on it just a bit, I could tell you exactly which lane. But right now, we're getting a backup that starts there before 178 and is all the way back beyond the split at Route 32. So heads up coming down from Route 3, heads up coming south on I-97 from Benfield Boulevard. That's the reason for the delay. I do see traffic moving south at the bridge at 178, so at least one lane is getting by. Pretty good size backup, though, if you're heading towards Annapolis. The new wreck was eastbound Route 100 at Meadow Ridge Road in Howard County. Left-hand lane is still blocked with the wreck. I-90, make that I-795 southbound after Franklin Boulevard, and we're losing the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of changes in our weather as we head into the weekend. Today, some scattered light snow showers, mainly in the afternoon, 34. Sunny tomorrow, warming up, 43. Rain Saturday, 44 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
All right, let's try this again. It's been said by many Ravens players and coaches this year that there's something different about Lamar. That Lamar is locked in. He's chasing perfection. And as we've said here before, that's all well and good, but perfection is unattainable. What he should be chasing is patience. That's how you beat the good teams in the NFL, and it seems that the Ravens agree.
It's been a big point of emphasis for us, patience, in this sense. You can't win a game in one play. You can't win a game in one series or one drive or one quarter or even one half. You have to do it one play at a time for a whole game, and you've got to be patient and understand.
And at the same time, the brilliance of Lamar is quite obvious. The man is Houdini in cleats. Here's Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
I mean, yeah, you've got to be ready to play, you know, I don't know, 7-8 seconds per play at least, and maybe then some. So it's gonna take a heck of an effort from our football team to go up against this football team and what they have and what they bring to the table on all three phases.
Stay Flowers still out for Baltimore with the knee injury. Running back Ray Davis in concussion protocol for the Buffalo Bills. Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh says he'll have a pair of medical procedures in the offseason. One is a hip replacement. The other is a heart procedure. You'll recall that Harbaugh missed part of the Broncos game earlier this season with a heart issue. College basketball, Iowa State's NCAA women's record of 945 straight games with a three-pointer ended Tuesday night in the Cyclones' win over Texas Tech. The streak started on February 19th of 1995. To put that into context, Bill Clinton was president, Monica Lewinsky was his intern, and the Ravens were still still in Cleveland. Speaking of Cleveland, the city has sued the Browns. The football team looking to move out of the city and into a new suburban stadium. The city invoking the so-called Modell Law, which they enacted after Art Modell moved the team to Baltimore. The law says the team needs to give the city a six-month window to cobble together an offer to buy the team before any and such a move can be made. And that is Stein on Sports.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Had a little too much fun this holiday? Start the new year right with delicious, nutritious, and healthy seafood from Conrad's. With fresh oysters, delectable seafood dishes, or their award-winning hot steamed crabs, your new year begins healthy at Conrad's.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean has the morning off. Matter of fact, the remainder of the week off. He'll be back on Monday, and we'll be back at full strength. All right. We touched on this story yesterday, but I think it's worth revisiting and expanding the conversation a bit because we were very tight on time yesterday because when the element happened to hit. A piece of legislation went through the House yesterday, day before yesterday, which is intended to protect women's sports from human beings who are not women from playing them. You know, most particularly, you have guys who still have the twig and berries who decided, guess what, I'm a girl now, so I get to compete with you, I also get to shower with you, undress with you, and, you know, we could all see everything we have, in essence. And this is not something most women athletes want. I mean, they're quite capable of seeing a naked man if they want to see a naked man. They do not want to have this happening while they're in what they would consider to be a private space where they can actually just get dressed on their own with other individuals who are basically genetically predisposed to be just exactly as they are, not somebody who wants to pretend that their DNA can be changed by magic, because this is magical thinking. You know, a guy who is an XY in the chromosomes, I guess magical thinking, oh, guess what? No, I'm now an XX. Magical thinking, I've made it happen. There are two genders. Sorry, just two. Although there's a tiny, tiny fraction, be very fair about this, there's a tiny, tiny fraction of individuals who may be XXY. So you hermaphrodite. You end up with just a tiny, tiny fraction of this. But for 99.999% of the world's population, you're either XX or you're XY. It is immutable. It cannot be changed. It can't be surgically altered. It doesn't matter if you're a guy and you have your Adam's apple shaved down and you have breast implants and you have the bottom rib taken out so it looks like you have a more girly figure. It doesn't matter. You're still a dude. It doesn't matter if you have, you know, what Rush Limbaugh used to call the surgery. I can't remember. I don't say it and make a mistake about it. And pretend that you no longer have, boy works. Oh, I have girl works now. Your chromosomes are your chromosomes. It is what it is. And somehow it's gotten to be inappropriate to say that. Well, how dare you? How dare you delegitimize how I see myself? I don't care how you see yourself. Identify yourself any way you want to. But if I see you following my wife into the ladies' room and you're a dude, we're going to have talks. And, you know, physical talks. It's just not going to happen. If a father sees some guy going into his girl's locker room after a high school competition or a college competition, there's going to be a conversation there. And there should be. I mean, let's get past this. How dare you delegitimize how I self-identify? I don't care how you self-identify. You can call yourself a grapefruit. You can say I'm a cat. I don't care. But that doesn't mean that I have to pretend that I'm crazy game with you. It means simply that this is how you identify. Knock yourself out. Have a good life. That's fine. But I'm not going to change the obvious. And on Adam's apple, you got the twig and berries. You're a guy. I'm not going to say miss or Mrs. I'm not going to say, oh, your pronouns are, you know, he and he or her, or she and it. Or, I don't care. I am just that much of a troglodyte. Riley Gaines, after this particular piece of legislation went through, had some comments on it. Very happy that it went through the House. It has to go through the Senate now. And AOC, being AOC, has some comments as well. You're going to hear those from them coming up in a couple of minutes, because it's worth hearing how, in my mind, crazy Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez sounds on this. When I hear these people talk about this stuff, and then I hear them distort reality to somehow fit into their odd perception of how the world should be according to them. And one of the things you'll hear her say coming up is, she says, perverts want this to happen because perverts, really perverts, haters, they don't want to have people who are, you know, identify as she, her, anywhere near. I mean, it's just, imagine waking up to that and trying to make sense of that first thing in the morning. 743, we need a contestant, by the way, for Choose Your Fake News, 410-WCBM-680 is our number. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Like the beginning of Hee-Haw when she talks.
Yep.
You know what I mean.
Oh, Wilbur.
Hee-Haw.
Hee-Haw.
Okay. I-97 southbound is in... Oh, first off, we're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I-97 is improving. The vehicle fire was there before the bridge at 178. It's a little bit slow there, so the cleanup might still be underway, but the pace got a lot better just in the last 10 minutes for the traffic coming south, even coming down now from Benfield Boulevard towards the split at Route 32. Traffic is moving once again, and from there, looks like we'll be okay all the way down to the ramps at Route 50. Now, I did notice a little slowing here on the Severn River Bridge. I don't see anything in the roadway, but the three lanes are a little bit under the speed as you're leaving Ritchie Highway and then heading over towards Roe Boulevard. I don't see anything. I haven't heard of anything there, but there's a speed reduction right in that area. They're still working on the wreck. 795 southbound after Franklin Boulevard, still a single lane to the right. Eastbound Route 100, the wreck between Meadow Ridge Road and the bridge at I-95 at one point had two lanes blocked in that area. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving today. Make sure you check your battery, check your hoses, your belts, and all your antifreeze conditions. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, now we're taking a look at a high of around 34 today. Light snow showers possible this afternoon. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny and high 43 for Saturday. Oh, what a pleasant day. Rain at a high 44 degrees. Chance for a mix of rain and snow on Sunday. Yuck. Ellicott City, all of 11 degrees right now. Dundalk has 17 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And we do have a contestant. We're waiting for Gary Stein to rejoin us here in studio. So we wait patiently. For Mr. Stein. You know, he's in makeup. You know, it's
one of those things. Takes a long time.
He's in his trailer. You know, the makeup girl is in there with him, trying to freshen him up. He's,
pancake.
We told him this is TV, so please don't burst his bubble. All right?
He does look good, though.
He does, yeah. I think that pancake makeup number 7 looks particularly good.
Exactly.
Looks like he has a nice suntan all the time. But, you know,
he's going to need another coat.
They shouldn't stop right at his jawline.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where you can tell it's a really bad makeup job. You look at the guy on the camera, and the makeup of the face, you know, it's this one color, and then you look at their neck, and you realize, God, that guy's pale by comparison. Our contestant.
Need to get out more often.
Really? Need to get out. Well, we'll see if Gary decides to join us. If he does, that's fine. Otherwise, he doesn't. Debbie is in Hartford County. Gary! Gary, where are you, Gary? Debbie.
Anybody check down the hall?
Yeah, actually, Julie ran down the hall. but she failed to barge into the men's room to see if he was there. So I put this on her.
Draw the line.
She draws the line there. I put this on her.
I wish the men drew the same line here. they don't hesitate to go in ours.
Those of us with bad knees, yours is too low. So I go to the other one. I got to the ADA. Never get back up. But look at here. He's in full makeup now.
TMI.
He's gorgeous now, right?
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, Debbie is in Harford County.
That's where I was. She should have barged in.
I know. Debbie, good morning. How are you? Debbie.
Hello,
Debbie. How are you?
I'm just fine. How about you guys?
Fine. You're probably wondering why we called.
Yeah.
Debbie, you know the rules of the game. Would you like to go first, second, third, or fourth, darling?
I'd like to go fourth, please.
Go fourth, then. Go fourth, young Debbie. All right. So, here are your three stories. Story number one. Nigerians are now mourning a woman who was allegedly beheaded by a gospel singer who then took the head around with him as he went from church to church singing gospel songs. Other dismembered parts of the deceased's body were allegedly recovered later in his home, but he wanted to make sure they only took one part so that he could stay ahead of the game.
He was singing Going Out of My Head.
Yes, right. Mm. Story number two.
Now, who just went,
That was Jules.
Oh, I knew it was. Yeah. I knew it. Yeah.
Story number two.
Always a critic.
After a family excluded her from a group trip, a woman wins the lottery, but says, despite being deliberately excluded by her family from this overseas trip, she's going to include them in her lottery winnings. She won $2 million. There are five of them totally. And she's going to give each of those other individuals an equal share so that perhaps they'll then think twice about how nice she really is and invite her along the next time. Oh, what a good heart. And this, Denise Richards is one of the participants in this Special Forces TV thing. Have you seen the Special Forces?
Not at all.
It's some kind of physical competition.
Mm-hmm.
She ruptured her breast implants.
Whoa.
Yeah, during the show. She said, I wanted to see a doctor, and I wanted to make sure that I was okay to continue with the weight and doing stuff. I wanted to make sure that I didn't damage the hernias. I knew the implants, and that was something I knew I could still continue with. I was too embarrassed to even say anything about those, but it's where I had my surgery before with my hernias that I wanted to make sure. So she managed to go on this TV show, Physical Challenge, and ruptured both of her implants.
Yeah. So what'd they look like, two party balloons laying on the floor?
Apparently so.
I'm just asking.
And there we are.
And there we are.
You can't even pop them.
And Chuck is thinking, what, she looks like an 85-year-old woman? Pretty much, Chuck. Yeah. All right.
You want to see him?
Hang in there, Chuck.
Yes. I'm trying, believe me. It's a lonely job sitting here by myself.
All right. Debbie, you're going to go fourth, so let us go first here. Mr. Stein, who is kind enough to join us,
yes,
fresh
sir.
Out of makeup.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get that first story out of my head, basically.
Yeah, I know.
So I think that's going to have to be the fake news for me. Story number one.
Story number one. Gary goes for story number one. Jules?
Story number one's pretty crazy, but I think story number two is the fake news. I can't imagine anybody sharing their lotto with the people that disrespected them.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I inadvertently forgot to tell you?
Yeah, you're out. Yeah,
yeah, you're out. You go to KMA.
Wow.
Go straight to KMA.
You're a hard ass. You really are.
It's true.
Kristen.
Yeah, I agree that there are Christians attacked all over the world and persecuted, so I could see number one being true, as horrific as it is. And I could also see the Denise Richards story being true, so by process of elimination, I'll say two also.
And Mr. Whitaker.
I'm going to go with the busted thingies.
Busted bust.
Oh, medical talk now, huh?
Busty bust, yes. She was at the Gaiety in 1966.
You're going to go with three. And Debbie in Harford County.
I think I'm going to go with number two.
You're going to go with number two. So the men went with number one and number three. All the women on the panel went with number two. Story number one is right. It's a true story.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it is. I mean, that is just gruesome. But a little twisted individual there. Somehow, I think it's some part of the scripture somehow they misread. Story number three, that was Chuck Whitaker's choice. Why would I have guessed that would be his choice? That is also a true story.
No,
number two is our fake news story. Debbie, congratulations, Deb. You're the wiener. You hang on. We'll get your information from you, all right? 751. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
John Adams wrote that our Constitution was intended for a moral and religious people. Now, by the phrase moral and religious people, Adams was referring to a people capable of self-government. In order to be capable of self-government, the people and those who would serve as their representatives must demonstrate self-government. Control. Now, I believe that the weaponization of the Department of Justice against Donald Trump and against J6ers, as well as against those who have been imprisoned and fined for trying to save the lives of preborn children, are examples of the lack of self-control about which John Adams was warning us. Another glaring example of the failure of self-control is the horrible lawlessness of state and local governments during what is referred to as the COVID crisis. Government officials used this crisis to exercise tyrannical power that was nowhere authorized by the state constitutions and, in fact, was specifically prohibited thereby. It is, I think, important to remember that the tyrannical and criminal actions of former Governor Larry Hogan did not occur due to any fault or defect in the Maryland or the U.S. Constitution. The criminal conduct of the former governor in shutting down churches and imposing lawless lockdowns and forcing dangerous medical experiments on the populace resulted from his lack of self-control. Now, the misuse of the prosecutorial function against those who disagree with government designs has been termed lawfare. Well, lawfare is just another example of a lack of self-control. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American View.
Charlie Kirk here. I'm proud to announce I'm joining the great lineup at WCBM. Join me this Sunday afternoon at 4 for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It's at 7:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels are still delayed with the normal heavy traffic. Now it's pretty much back to where it used to be before the holidays. 795, I make that 95, is backed up all the way back to Moravia Road. 895 is backed up to just around Pulaski Highway and the Erdman Avenue ramp. So both of those combined right now, anywhere from 20 to 25 minutes southbound with the lanes open. Little slow. We had the vehicle fire earlier. I-97 southbound approaching the bridge at 178. The congestion is right there at the ramp at Route 32. Earlier wreck, Howard County eastbound Route 100 before the bridge at I-95. And we're back here on 795. The left-hand lane still closed on 795 south after Franklin Boulevard. The single lane gets by to the right. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Possibility of scattered light snow showers this afternoon, a high 34. For tomorrow, sunny, and a high 43 for Saturday. A high is going to be around 44 degrees. Right now, Dundalk has 17 degrees, Bel Air. Wow, it's toasty there, man. 12. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, I promise you this. This is Riley Gaines. She came out of this hearing on this bill that's intended to protect female athletes from having to compete with male athletes and share their private spaces with male athletes. And she says, let me tell you about a couple of the lies the Democrats were telling in that hearing.
We heard of things like genital exams. We heard that girls will be asked to show what's in their underwear. We heard that they have to show internal and external anatomy, inspections, Taliban-like enforcers, hire predators to peek at girls, on and on and on. Weird fear-mongering about predators. But that's what Democrats do best. If you don't know what they're up to, just look at what they're accusing the right of.
Yeah, and that is what they do. And, of course, each of the things she mentioned is a lie. But that did not stop Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who was on the committee that was hearing this bill, from spouting off.
Republicans who have voted consistently against the Violence Against Women Act, who have taken away the right of all women to choose and have control over their own body, who as women are bleeding out in parking lots across the country, standing there, allowing us to die, now want to pretend today that they care about women.
Okay. Of course, that's straw man after straw man after straw man, followed by false assertion. Then she went on to say, really, this is because Republicans are pervs, and all Republican men really just want to look inside little girls' underwear.
To open up gender and, yes, genital examinations into little girls in this country in the so-called name of attacking trans girls. And to that, today, what we have to say are two words, not today.
Okay, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that somehow this is an attack on trans girls. No, it's not, to be clear. This is in protection of actual females, of your daughter, of your sister, of your spouse, you know, who may go to the local club. Is she now going to be required to go into the women's locker room before she goes to work out somewhere and a guy walks in pretending he's a girl and he gets down to the naked? Is that going to be appropriate? That is what this bill is all about.
The majority right now says there's no place in this bill that says it opens up for genital examinations. Well, here's the thing. There's no enforcement mechanism in this bill. And when there is no enforcement mechanism, you open the door to every enforcement mechanism.
See, by that line,
trans girls are girls.
No, they're not. Trans girls are young boys who think they're girls. It's gender dysphoria. It is not simply a personal choice. This is a huge disagreement we have in philosophy. And as to the idea that somehow there's nothing written that prevents this, yeah, there's also nothing in the bill that authorizes aliens to pick up your daughter and take them to their space station for experimentation. There's nothing there either. You can't prove a negative. And she says she knows who really likes this bill, though. Are you ready for this? Because you're in this crowd.
I know who loves this bill. Yes, bigoted folks love this bill. Assaulters love this bill. But also, CEOs love this bill. Because Los Angeles is on fire right now. And this is the number one priority this majority has.
Yeah. Okay. So in other words, until the fires in Los Angeles are put out, we can't talk about anything else. We are not capable of both walking and chewing gum at the same time. We can't acknowledge that there's more than one thing going on in the world. We have to deal with that one thing and that one thing only. And to her, I guess that makes sense. To Riley Gaines, it's much simpler and much more personal.
The feelings of humiliation and violation of having to strip down to nothing, fully unclothing yourself inches away from where a 6'4" man simultaneously fully exposed himself, stripping down to nothing, exposing his male genitalia non-consensually, might I add, which we used to properly label as some form of voyeurism or sexual harassment, indecent exposure. Now it's seemingly celebrated.
Yeah, and now it apparently is celebrated. And you're a horrible person if you choose to say, hey, get the hell out of the girls' locker room. And you're the one who has to be disadvantaged because somehow we have to extend trans rights to this dude. Want to comment? 410-WCBM-680.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Accusing Hamas of fomenting a last-minute crisis, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says his cabinet will not meet today to decide the fate of the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release agreement. The BBC's Mark Lone in Jerusalem.
Even though the ceasefire deal was agreed, we are told last night, it has not been put into practice yet and has not got through the Israeli cabinet. So it is not there until it is there. That is because we have been here in this position many times over the last few months. Of course, never as close to the ceasefire in implementation as we are now, but it appears that there is still this hitch and this wrangling over possibly the names of some of the Palestinian prisoners to be released from Israeli jails.
Netanyahu also facing the potential collapse of his governing coalition from opponents of the deal with Hamas. President Biden has addressed the American people from the Oval Office one last time.
In his farewell address, the president touted his policy achievements, acknowledging that many Americans have yet to notice.
It will take time to feel the full impact of all we've done together, but the seeds are planted, and they'll grow and they'll bloom for decades to come.
Mr. Biden, who said it was a privilege to serve as commander-in-chief, devoted much of his speech to warn of an oligarchy of the ultra-wealthy gaining strength in the country and of a tech-industrial complex that is infringing on Americans' rights and the future of democracy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is day two of Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi's confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Firefighters catching a break from the weather as they battle the huge Los Angeles wildfires. The winds are easing a bit, allowing crews to make progress containing the massive blazes that have destroyed thousands of homes and businesses and have claimed at least 25 lives. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 94 points, NASDAQ futures 47 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Good morning. It's 8:03. With a check of traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
They're still working on that wreck on 795 after Franklin Boulevard. And for a while, there really was no backup there coming down from the bridge at Cockeys Mill Road. But now the backup is there, and it's backed up almost back to the top of the hill at 140. So if you're coming in from 140 at the Carroll County line, then you're taking 795 south. The reason you're backed up is an accident after Franklin Boulevard that still only allows the right lane to get through that area. So right now, maybe 15, 20 minutes extra for the traffic southbound through there. There's a new report of a wreck, and I'm seeing some slowing. I-97 southbound after Benfield Boulevard. We had problems earlier near Route 32, so now looks like we might be a little bit slow after Benfield Boulevard. Beltway, yep, all with the normal delays. Both the tunnels are still backed up to the area right around the city-county line, both on 895 south and on 95 south towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of changes in our weather as we head into the weekend. Today, some scattered light snow showers, mainly in the afternoon, 34. Sunny tomorrow, warming up, 43. Rain Saturday, 44 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A man who was convicted of murder in 1995 is headed back to prison for 20 years for the November 2023 armed robbery of an Ace Hardware store. According to Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates, Keith Curtis will not be eligible for parole for the first 10 years of his sentence. Bates says it's evident that the defendant did not reform during his prior incarceration and continued to believe he was above the law, resuming his pattern of wreaking havoc in the community. A youth camp and outdoor education center is expressing concern about the Piedmont Reliability Project. River Valley Ranch in Carroll County says the proposed power line route cuts through the top third of the property, and they don't want kids around the power lines. Executive Director John Bissett tells local TV that the project directly jeopardizes the transformative experiences that RVR offers guests, like unspoiled nature, and the power lines would fundamentally alter the landscape. RVR is planning to file file a petition to intervene with the Maryland Public Service Commission. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for Rod Barrowy and his team at Safe Retirement Solutions. Hey, did you know that annuities are the only financial tool that can absolutely guarantee you a lifetime income? That's the only financial tool, not stocks, not bonds, and not real estate. An annuity should be part of your retirement plan, so get off your duff and call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Rod Barrowy's been helping people plan for their retirement income since 1975. That's over 40 years. Now that's a track record. Call Rod and his team at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, maybe your current advisor doesn't offer annuities. Well, maybe you need a new advisor. Call Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com, and tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
One of the enduring images of the Steeler game came at the end of a Derrick Henry run. It was the direct snap he took with Lamar in motion that resulted in a 33-yard play and a stiff arm to Minka Fitzpatrick at the end. Here's the call from Al Michaels on Prime.
Now they snap it here on a direct snap to Henry. Off to the races he goes, stiff-arming his way to the 11-yard line.
Henry just flicking Fitzpatrick away like a piece of lint or a bottle cap, like the line in the movie The Equalizer. Here's Marlon Humphrey's take when asked about Henry yesterday.
It's out of nowhere, just a stiff arm to the face, and it's a strong, it's more of a punch. Honestly, probably should be, it might should be illegal, honestly, because it's really a punch almost. But, you know, if he's on my team, it's good. If it's against me, I want it to be illegal. But
and then there's Bills quarterback Josh Allen, often described as a linebacker playing quarterback, describing Derrick Henry.
But then you look at him, he's absolutely massive. He's a physical specimen. He's as fast as anybody on the field. And again, once he gets going downhill, he's tough to bring down.
And the Ravens are still a one-point favorite against the Bills. The weather, again, snow chances of about 30 to 35%, and the temperatures will be between 16 and 12 degrees. The over-under, by the way, is 51 on this game, expecting a high-scoring game. Coming up at 8:35, the night the lights went out in New Orleans. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim White.
Because of his sheer size and speed.
410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go. At home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk. And don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app. Or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Bruce Elliott here. Sean has a morning off. Julie Ryder sitting in doing the news for us this morning. Always appreciate it. And of course, our executive producer, Kristen Hegrick, guiding us through the show. And great conversation that she actually helped arrange for us, which is tremendous. Chris Pabst joins us right now from Project 45. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Bruce, doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks so much for being with us. This is a story that I thought we put to bed about 4 or 5 months ago, but as of the 7th of this month, it's back again. On January 7th of this month, according to sources close to this case, this is a teen sex abuser, a rape charge against this kid. The defense in this case asked the court to end probation and remove the teenager from the juvenile sex offender registry so he can return to school. And the parents are saying, what the hell? Because Judge Charles Bloomquist went against the advice of the state's attorney's office, issued a ruling that allowed the two-time sex offender to be removed from the juvenile registry. And, of course, now when he goes to school, the other kids in the classroom, they're not going to know. The teacher's not going to know. Administration's not going to know. What's going on here, Chris?
Yeah, it's a pretty insane story that a lot of people are wondering what's going on. So this starts 1 year ago when Project Baltimore reported that a juvenile rapist been convicted of second-degree rape was attending Patterson High School in Baltimore City, and nobody knew. After we reported that, the teenager was removed. He was 15 at the time. He was removed from Patterson High School, and he was placed in a virtual learning program. 72 days later, the state legislature passed a new law based off this reporting, saying that if a student is on the juvenile sex offender registry, that student cannot be in school in person, and the school must provide alternative means of education, such as virtual learning. Okay, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep sex offenders, specifically rapists, out of school. Adult rapists cannot be in a school, so now juvenile rapists cannot be in a school. So as you said, fast forward to January 7th. This now 16-year-old had only been on probation for 1 year. For a second-degree rape charge, he had another fourth-degree sexual assault on a second victim. And even after all of that, Judge Bloomquist let him off of probation after 1 year, which removed him from the juvenile sex offender registry, and now this kid can go back to school for in-person learning. And because he's a juvenile, the parents and the students of whatever school he ends up going into are not going to be told about his past, and they're just going to be sitting in class with a rapist and not know.
Yeah, and not just as a rapist, but a recidivist. So this is an individual who raped, was convicted, raped again. And at that time, it was at least put away from other students. But now you have a situation where they're saying, well, okay, I guess, gosh, you must have learned your lesson by now. Go ahead and rape no more. Have a nice climbing class. Don't forget math. I mean, this is insane, Chris.
Well, we have reached out to Judge Bloomquist, who is an elected official, by the way. He was elected in 2022 to a 15-year term in Baltimore City. We reached out to him with a series of questions, including the questions that anybody would ask. Do you think that you're putting students in danger if a rapist goes into a school? What would you say to the parents that are going to have kids sitting in class with a rapist and not know? The judiciary, the Maryland judiciary, wrote us back simply saying, no comment. This is an elected official. The governor, the mayor, city council, the state senate, state legislature, they're all elected officials. They have to address the media when concerns come up. Why are judges any different? I don't think they should be. So we're going to continue to try to get answers from Judge Bloomquist, because he made a decision that has the potential to have some pretty severe consequences. And I think that the public and taxpayers and parents and students deserve to have answers.
Chris, hang on. I want to talk more with you about this, all right? Got a couple of seconds to take care of business. It's 8:13 sure. Right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The backup is still there. Both the Harbor Tunnels, 895. The old Harbor Tunnel is right around Eastern Avenue, the Erdman Avenue ramp. From there to go through the tunnel and into the toll plaza, Child Street, from the tail end of that backup, maybe 15, 20 minutes if you're coming south. 95 is slow, almost back through the city-county line. So back to Moravia Road, that's a longer backup. All four lanes are moving, but you're slow through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and then you're going to be busy down towards the ramps at Camden Yards at 95 Russell Street and 395. 795, you still have a backup coming south if you're moving south of the top of the hill at 140 and the I-95 or I-795 southbound. You still have only the right lane open. They're still working on the accident in the left-hand lane after Franklin Boulevard. Right now, tail end of that backup down through the accident scene, probably an extra 10 minutes or so southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Scattered showers, snow showers possible this afternoon, a high 34. For tomorrow, sunny and high around 43. For Saturday, rain and the high 44 degrees once again. Chance for a mix of rain and snow on Saturday. Temps right now continue to be awfully cold outside. Dundalk, 17 degrees. Hunt Valley, also 17. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, with us right now is Chris Pabst from Project 45. Chris, talking about this multiple rapist, this recidivist, who's raped a couple of times, teen, and he's now off the teen list, so he can go back into class and nobody's going to be the wiser. At least that is, until he rapes somebody else.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. As of now, this student is not in public school, but he wants to be. This only happened a week ago, so this is a brand new situation. Now, sources close to us, close to Project Baltimore, tell us that in court, the defense argued to the judge to have this 16-year-old removed from the juvenile sex offender registry because virtual learning was not working for him. They wanted him, his parents, his family, the defense, public defender's office, wanted him to go back into school in person. That was the intent, Bruce, of doing this. So he wants to go back into school. That was the end game. So even though he's not there yet, we do believe that he is going to end up there soon. We don't know what school he's going to go into, but as we mentioned, the parents and the students and even the staff are not going to be alerted that he's in there. Now, we did talk to Johnny Ray Sally. He's a senator, represents Baltimore County, a state senator. Mm-hmm. He was one of the lead sponsors for the bill in January of 2024 that prevented juveniles who were on the juvenile sex offender registry from going back into class in person. He is saying that we got to take decisions out of judges' hands at this point. But the judge, in a way, just circumvented the purpose of this bill by taking the juvenile just simply off probation and allowing him to go back into a school. Again, second-degree rape. If this was an adult, Bruce, this is lifetime on the adult sex offender registry. This is 15 to 20 years in prison. A juvenile who commits that crime gets 1 year probation and then goes back into a school. Johnny Ray Salling is saying that cannot happen in Maryland.
Okay, I do not know the numbers. Do you know the recidivism rate for rapists in this particular circumstance?
I don't. No, that's something that we can certainly look into in a future story, but I don't have that data offhand.
Yeah, because that's pretty key here. My assumption is if it happens once, maybe there is a hard lesson learned. If it happens twice, no lesson has been learned. And now if you're telling me that his parents want him back in a classroom, obviously he's not going to learn it at home. I mean,
he's already done it twice.
Yeah.
He's already done it twice.
Yeah, so, I mean, what is the recidivism rate? Is it going to go for three? What kind of risk are we placing kids in this circumstance? And the fact that nobody knows, Chris, not even the administrators know, so the administrators can't give the teachers a heads up, you know, just keep, you know, a vague eye on this one individual, to me, that is a real shortcoming in the situation.
Well, here's the thing. Well, the administrators do know because we've been reporting it. So last year, when we first reported on this situation, Bruce, the administrators found out who this kid was because he was removed from the school after Project Baltimore broke the story. So Baltimore City knows who he is. They know who he is. So if he goes back into school, Baltimore City could potentially make some accommodations. If he goes to a neighboring school system, let's say he goes to Baltimore County, Anne Arundel County, Harford County, Howard County. If the parents somehow can get him enrolled in one of those schools, which is probably their intent because Baltimore City knows who he is, will that school be alerted? Now, under state law, the answer is no. They don't have to be alerted. But under Maryland State Department of Education policy, they should be alerted. Doesn't mean they will, but they should. So we're certainly going to continue to follow this story because it is a public safety issue, and the kids of this school, whatever school he goes to, if they feel that they're in danger, they should be made aware. And I do think, Judge Blomquist, we need to continue to try to press him for answers because I think as an elected official serving the public good, he should have to answer questions on it.
Indeed. Chris, let me know if you come across those recidivism numbers. We'll talk again about this, okay?
Right, sir.
All right, Chris Papps, Project 45. Chris, thanks for being with us. I appreciate it, and thanks for continuing to follow this story. It has a huge impact on families here. All right, 410-WCBM-680, toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. It's 820 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet store. One of our recent customers, a photographer named Ellie, found relief. Let's hear her story. I've had my Good Feet arch supports for about 2 years now, and I can actually walk around all day without feeling like my feet are going to fall off. I suffered from plantar fasciitis and would wake up every morning with terrible pain. I'm a wedding photographer, and if I didn't have these, I don't think I would make it through my 10-hour days running around. These are a total game changer, and I will always highly recommend them. If you're tired of foot pain holding you back, come in for a free fitting and test walk. Our team will take the time to personally fit you for your own arch support system. And you can try before you buy. On top of it all, they're FSA HSA eligible. Put those dollars to use for a pain-free future. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The Rob Carson Show. California putting politics ahead of the welfare of its people. So much malfeasance, so much criminality involved in the massive fire that everybody knew about. Everybody talked about it, and they ignored it. They spent billions and billions of dollars on illegals. They spent billions and billions of dollars on DEI and equity. They hired all sorts of people to check boxes, but it didn't work out so well, did it?
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still to come between now and 9 o'clock this morning. Pam Bondi, a former Attorney General of the state of Florida, she is nominated to be the Attorney General for this country. Had her first day of testimony yesterday in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. This dog and pony show. But we have some of the sound from that for you. Adam Schiff is a tool. It's just my one observation of this scientifically. You know, I've done all the research. I have cross tabs and everything. The degree of toolishness. He got a 97.3 out of 100 on how big a tool he is. I'm sure that there are times when he's asleep where he's not quite as big of a tool, so that's why he's getting the extra 2.7 in his favor. But that's it. You got to hear what this guy says. What she has to say in response. She hit it out of the ballpark, folks. You'll hear from Pam Bondi coming up in a minute. First, 823, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Mr. Snap-on Tool, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, sometimes it works out that way.
Yes, it does.
The wreck southbound 795 after Franklin Boulevard is gone. The backup is trying to ease now, coming down from the ramp at 140. So I looked a little bit further down just to see how we were. There's another vehicle stopped against the guardrail southbound after Owings Mills Boulevard. A state highway truck is there as a precaution, trying to move traffic over just a little bit to the right with the first responders there. So that's always a good idea to get over as far as you can, just to make sure these drivers of these tow trucks and these arrow board trucks have room to do what they have to do. So another area that you'll have to stay to the right just a bit after Owings Mills Boulevard. There is backing on the Beltway. It's all the normal stuff. JFX looked at that. We're good at the city county line from there into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbie.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Possibility of scattered light snow showers this afternoon, a high around 34. For tomorrow, sunny and a high 43. For Saturday, rain, a high 44 degrees. Right now, Ellicott City, all of 11 degrees outside. Reisterstown, much toastier at 13. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive. And yes, once again, it is time for us to head to the circus to find out which the Democrat clown is for this day. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Big Top. Please enter, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and yes, he has spoken his last spoke. President Joe Biden addressed the nation last night. Well, not really the nation. He addressed maybe 5 or 6% of the nation because the rest of us really just want the guy gone. But here's part of what the guy who has been lying to the American public, literally, observably, for a half a century, had to say about the state of information today.
Americans are being buried under an avalanche of misinformation and disinformation.
Wow.
Enabling the abuse of power. The free press is crumbling. Editors are disappearing. Social media is giving up on fact-checking. The truth is smothered by lies told for power and for profit.
I think that's actually what he told told some foreign leader on the Chinese steps, if I recall correctly, while he was actually juggling five balls in the air at the same time. That was Joe Biden who did that all. He never lied ever in his entire life. Palisades fire, by the way, now 19%. That's it, 19%. By the way, Joe Biden says, when asked, because this great hostage deal is coming about, at least apparently so, he was asked yesterday, I mean, you're taking all the credit here, sport. Isn't there somebody else who maybe should get some of the credit here?
Who gets credit for this, Mr. President, you or Trump?
Is that a joke? Oh, thank you.
Who gets credit here, you or Trump? Is that a joke? Oh, it's all you, Joe. It was all you, and you did a great job of it. You really did, you son of a gun. Kicked it out of the park. Well, not really out of the park, but you got it off the tee anyway. Get back in the clown car, get out of here, and please disappear quietly into that good night. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A friend John, who's a doctor. I mentioned earlier today that, you know, I saw six, whatever it was. Said I had momentary dyslexia kicked in. He says, Bruce, I diagnosed a guy not too long ago as being agnostic, dyslexic, and insomniac. That's quite a, I mean, Julie, that's quite a combination of the three. That really is.
Yeah.
So you see, he complained that he would lie awake at night wondering if there really is a dog. Think about it, Jules.
Give me a minute.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. That's who we are. All right, coming up, we've not focused on this today because there were so many other things to talk about, but Pam Bondi yesterday had her first day in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. They're screening her to make sure that she's up to snuff. Adam Schiff is making sure that he grills her mercilessly. Of course, he came off looking like a fool and a tool. And you'll hear some of what Pam Bondi had to say to Adam Schiff and one or two of the other Democrats who spent most of the day yesterday seeing if they couldn't prop up straw men so they could then knock those straw men down and look like a real hero. Instead, over and over and over again, they came up looking stupid. Well, you hear exactly how stupid coming up in the next 30 minutes right here on WCBM. Hey, selling your Maryland or Lower Pennsylvania home is one of the biggest financial decisions you could ever make. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you have talked to Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and here's why. Many Maryland homeowners and home sellers are having issues getting their home sold. With Vinny Steele's Certified Pre-Owned Home Program, you get access to the tools you need to ensure that your home is the very best on the market and stands out to potential home buyers. This program creates high demand, which allows you to sell for the most money. Plus, Vinny always guarantees in writing to sell your home at your price and time frame, or he's going to step in and buy it for cash. Vinny Steele is not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert, called the only guy that I would trust to sell my home. Call Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call him right now. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Right now, it's 8:30. Time for news and Julie Ryder.
Good morning. Howard County Police are offering a $5,000 reward for information about the shooting death of a teen in Columbia. Police say 17-year-old Lance Carrington was found dead in the driver's seat of a vehicle parked in the 6,000 block of Helen Dorsey Way about 8:30 Tuesday night. Police have not determined when the shooting happened, but they say it was not random and possibly drug-related. No suspect information at this time. Two-thirds of Marylanders will see an average tax cut of $173 under a budget proposal unveiled by Governor Wes Moore on Wednesday. The spending plan adds higher tax brackets for those earning more than $500,000 as the governor attempts to close a nearly $3 billion budget deficit. The budget also adds a 1% surcharge on capital gains taxes. While the inheritance tax would be eliminated, taxes would go up on sports betting, table games, and recreational marijuana. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has announced a lawsuit against RealPage and eight of the largest residential landlords in the state, alleging they colluded to illegally raise rents for hundreds of thousands of residents. According to the lawsuit, the landlords allowed RealPage to use a centralized pricing algorithm to set prices, reduce competition, and raise prices for renters. The U.S. Department of Justice and other states have also filed lawsuits against RealPage and its landlord users. The evening commute could be tricky around the Baltimore area with a chance of snow in the forecast. According to the National Weather Service, there's a 30% to 50% chance of snow developing in Baltimore and the metro area with up to a half inch of accumulation possible. Forecasters say if it happens during rush hour, there could be dangerous conditions on untreated surfaces. They say drivers should plan ahead and allow for extra travel time. Coming up, we'll check traffic and the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Castlethorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 343, and the pick 4 was 3068. We've got a traffic and weather right now. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
795 again with an incident. Another vehicle hit the guardrail here after Owings Mills Boulevard. And as a result, the state highway truck is there in the process of trying to get the vehicle out of the median. So, again, we're right down to a single lane on 795. Second incident there this morning within the last 90 minutes or so. They're just now in the process of moving this vehicle from the grass. We'll see if he gets to the right shoulder and makes it off the roadway. But right now, they're kind of holding traffic right there. Yeah, it looks like he's going to get to the right shoulder right after Owings Mills Boulevard. So we should get the two lanes back, and then we should be on our way once again with the police car still in that area over on the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of changes in our weather as we head into the weekend. Today, some scattered light snow showers, mainly in the afternoon, 34. Sunny tomorrow, warming up, 43. Rain Saturday, 44 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's the marquee matchup of playoff weekend, and that's why it's got the 6:30 time slot on Sunday night. Ravens at the Bills. It'll be cold. It'll be loud. The fans will be obnoxious. It'll be playoff football in winter weather. Here's two takes here. First from linebacker Von Miller of the Buffalo Bills.
It's the battle of two heavyweights, and this is what you want. This is why the NFL is the greatest league in the world, because you get matchups like this, and you get quarterbacks like this going against each other.
And meanwhile, in Owings Mills, that quarterback that Miller was talking about for Baltimore is Lamar. Lamar was at the podium and was asked about the enormity of it all, if this indeed was the matchup that the nation wanted to see.
Excuse me for everyone watching, but I really don't care who's watching. And to me, the players, us players, we just trying to win. We really don't care how people feel about it. We trying to go in there and just win.
Just trying to win a playoff game. Injury update: Zay Flowers was a DNP yesterday with that knee. I'd be surprised if he suits up on Sunday. Bills running back Ray Davis is in concussion protocol for Buffalo. Ravens are a 1-point favorite. 30% chance of snow in the forecast, but the winds at this point should be manageable at 10 miles per hour. College basketball tonight: Terps are in Evanston, Illinois, taking on Northwestern. Maryland 13-4. They're 3-3 in conference. Head coach Kevin Willard says, though, the team can do much better.
We're still wasting way too many possessions at times, and I think that's the one thing that we're going to really focus on going forward, is just limiting our possessions where we're kind of just not getting as quality shots as we can.
Last time out for the Terps, Derek Queen with a career-high 27, a St. Francis grad, as the Terps beat Minnesota. Game time tonight is 9 p.m. on BTN. Local college basketball tonight: UMBC hosts New Hampshire at 6, and Towson hosts Hofstra at 7. Last night, Navy dropped its 12th game in a row to Colgate. The time now is 8:36 when we return the night the lights went out in New Orleans.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Had a little too much fun this holiday? Start the new year right with delicious, nutritious, and healthy seafood from Conrad's. With fresh oysters, delectable seafood dishes, or their award-winning hot steamed crabs, your new year begins healthy at Conrad's.
Bruce and Julie, or Julie and Bruce, as it were. This year's Super Bowl will be in New Orleans, which, of course, brings back pleasant memories for Ravens fans, as I'm sure you know. Mm-hmm. On the Dan Patrick Show yesterday, CBS broadcaster Jim Nance recalled his thoughts when the lights went out at the Superdome in the second half of the game between the Ravens and the 49ers.
You know, you had all kinds of really not-so-good thoughts at that point. This is 2013. You know, you're wondering, is it a terrorist attack? You hate to even say it, but you don't know what it is. And as you know, it took 35 minutes before everything was restored.
What were you thinking as you were watching the game?
Lights went out.
That's it?
That's it.
God, you're such a simpleton.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
Honey, guess what? The lights went out.
Yeah. Time to go get another drink.
Yeah, lights went out.
Julie, you the same?
Yeah.
Just
that.
You didn't think conspiracy theories. Remember the Ravens were up by 20 points and CBS wanted to keep interest in the game and stop. You didn't think
stuff. I'm sure that was the case, yeah. I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, so you just saw the lights went out. So
it's
just, lolly. Yeah, the lights went out.
That's pretty much it.
have another one.
Yeah, the lights went out.
Okay.
Sure, I don't know. I grew up in a different era. I grew up watching the Cubs play. I never had to be concerned about the lights going out.
This is true.
Never a thing in my world.
Do you remember who the opponent was the first night game at Wrigley Field?
No, I do not.
Daryl Strawberry and the New York Mets.
Yeah. I remember watching a game there. I saw one game in the ballpark, and I saw another game from friends across the street, sat up on the top of the roof.
Oh,
this,
yeah.
That when you could still do this.
You can't do it now because
they have signage. They have bleachers
up there now.
They'll sell you the space.
That is crazy.
Yeah, but it was kind of fun. You sat up there and drank your beer, which cost a fraction of what it would have cost.
Game time 1:15 p.m.
Yeah,
Central.
My dad was a White Sox fan. And every year I'd say, wait till next year, Dad. Wait till next year.
So, oh, but he would say the same thing
yes,
to you.
Exactly.
I got gotcha. You. Yeah,
Ernie Banks. Let's play two.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, man.
See Appreciate you later.
Bye. Talk Radio 680 WCB. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Yesterday, in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Pam Bondi, a former AG from the state of Florida, was on the grill. She is nominated by Donald Trump to be the Attorney General for the United States. The questions for the Republicans were just as Republicans asked Pete Hegseth yesterday, or day before yesterday, about the content of his job and how to handle specifics of the content of his job. And the Democrats wanted to say, let's talk about your sexual history. Yesterday, it was Pam Bondi, and God forbid they should actually talk about the content of her job. Instead, you had Adam Schiff. Hardly a guy I would characterize as having a high moral character, bluntly. Observably. He lied over and over and over again, but I have these documents that prove, you know, it was a Joe McCarthy moment. You know, I can prove that Donald Trump did this. This is during one of the stupid impeachment hearings. He's quizzing Pam Bondi, basically, on her level of probity. And he gives, this is a classic move. You give half of a quote. You said this, and he gives the first half of the sentence. Justify what you had to say.
Prosecutors will be prosecuted to finish the quote, if bad. Investigators will be investigated. You know, we all take an oath, Senator, to uphold the law. None of us are above the law. Let me give you a really good example of a bad lawyer within the Justice Department, a guy named Klein Smith, who altered a FISA warrant, one of the most important things we can do in this country.
That's Pam Bondi, and she was just getting warmed up. She said, as Attorney General, when she was in Florida, and she will as Attorney General of the United States, if she is confirmed, she will make sure that it's a depoliticized Justice Department that looks for equal justice under the law.
Will everyone be held to an equal, fair system of justice if I am the next Attorney General? Absolutely. And no one is above the law.
Period. No one is above the law, including, I would guess, in a different circumstance, Hunter Biden, who clearly has been above the law. It's curious, when Joe Biden yesterday said bye-bye, 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 he didn't mention that he'd pardoned his son as one of his real accomplishments in office. Either that or Hunter's blow art. By the way, you see that Hunter says he lost millions of dollars worth of his art in the fires. Millions of dollars. Seriously? Okay. Whatever, dude. To Dick Durbin, who makes a practice of saying he can't find dirt on Republicans, she said, come on, Dick, dig away.
Ranking Member Durbin, if you want to get dirt on me, these women have known me since I was a child. So thank you for indulging me in that. They've all made a very long trip to be here. And thank you for holding my hearing as well and not postponing it.
Yeah, and today is day two of her hearing in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, another round of questions. Adam Schiff got his nose bloodied over and over and over again yesterday. He was not going to be deterred, though. He had his script in front of him, and he was simply going to walk through the script, asking question after question, not giving her the opportunity to actually answer any of the questions. It's classic. He'd ask a question, she'd start to answer, he'd say, you're not being responsive, okay, I'll move on, I'll assume you say this. You'll hear some more of that coming up in just a couple of seconds. First, though, it's 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Au contraire.
Mon frère.
He was deterred yesterday.
Yeah, he was de-somethinged yesterday.
Yes, he was deterred.
Yeah, he was deterred. Got it. Took me a moment.
It's all right.
All right.
It's late in the morning. You know, oxygen goes away pretty quickly now. Yes.
Went away around 6:07, actually.
Yeah. You know. Well, I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be that bad.
it would have been true.
outer loop of the Beltway, still slow right around Hartford Road coming into Towson, the inner loop through Greenspring, that's still busy. You'll clear after the JFX, and the west side just stays there. I mean, it's there every day now, 795 all the way down to Frederick Road, and then finally down the hill towards 95, it gets better. So it takes a little while. All of this without any new incident would start to clear probably around 9:30 or so. We were backed up again on 795. They had a stoppage there temporarily. They had to move that vehicle from the median at Owings Mills Boulevard. It's now on the right shoulder, southbound, but it backed up again back towards Franklin Boulevard. So that's starting to clear, but that's the reason for the late backup through there. We're still slow with heavy traffic south on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So, Chuck, the west side just stays there on the west side?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a surprise.
Yeah, the backup just stays there.
Oh,
yeah.
The backup just stays. I thought you said the west side just stayed there.
No, it's there all the time. I mean,
yeah, I know.
You can't. It's hard to move it.
I know. Wow. Just knocked me over with a feather.
I wouldn't mind. I'd rather use a baseball bat, but that's all.
Okay. Possibility
no
of, sure, scattered light snow showers this afternoon and a high 34. Tomorrow, sunny, high 43. Saturday, rain, high 44. A chance of a mix of rain and snow on Sunday. So not a beautiful couple of days ahead. And right now, it's a bit cold outside, folks. In Parkville, you currently have 14 degrees. And in Aberdeen, it's 12 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right. I want to do more of this Pam Bondi stuff because it's so wonderful. Adam Schiff decides it's going to be a good idea to see if he can't go after Pam Bondi on stuff that she just really says, I've not seen the file yet. I'm a really good attorney. I'm not going to comment on something until I've seen the file. She keeps saying this over and over again. Again, Adam Schiff is not deterred. He's going to go ahead and ask his questions. And then after giving her about a second and a half to try to answer, saying, you're not being responsive, I'm moving on.
I'm asking you, sitting here today, whether you are aware of a factual predicate to investigate Liz Cheney.
Senator, no one has asked me to investigate Liz Cheney. That is a hypothetical.
The president has called for it publicly. You are aware of that, aren't you?
No one has asked me to investigate.
But the president
Liz,
has.
We're also worried about Liz Cheney.
The
Senator.
President has.
You know what we should
this,
be worried about,
Ms. Bondi? Please answer my questions.
Crime rate in California
questions.
Right now
you
is
are
through
aware,
the roof,
Ms. Bondi.
Your
my,
robberies
Ms.
Bondi, are 87% higher
question,
than the national average.
My question
average.
Is this.
That's what I
my
want to be focused on, Senator.
Do you have the power to say no to the president?
General.
All right, that's how you know. That was, we're getting into it now, and you hear what he's doing. He asks a question. She says, nobody's asked me to do this. I'm not going to comment on something nobody's asked me to do. I'm not going to answer hypotheticals. Well, okay, if Liz Cheney's not enough, let's go for Jack Smith.
The president has said Jack Smith should go to jail. Will you investigate Jack Smith?
Senator, I haven't seen the file. I haven't seen the investigation. I haven't looked at anything. It would be irresponsible of me to make a commitment regarding anything without you're a long practicing attorney without looking at a file.
So you would need a factual
period.
You would need a factual predicate to open an investigation of Jack Smith, is that right?
Not a summary by you sitting here. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Burn one more with Adam Schiff where he says, but are you going to push back against the president? Aren't you going to tell him he's an horrible person? Aren't you going to say Orange Man bad 5 times a day?
I will look at every file I am asked to look at.
Of course you won't. So
at.
Will you advise the president?
Can I answer the question?
Well, my question
I would have plenty of staff. You said, of course you won't.
You'll be able to review
hundreds of cases on the first
day? I'm not
going to mislead this body, nor you.
All right, let me ask another question. You don't want to answer that. Let me ask another question.
You were censured by Congress, Senator, for comments
also,
just like this that are so reckless.
It will also be important for you to be able to preserve the records, the evidence of the department. Are you ready to commit that none of the evidence in the January 6th investigation will be destroyed under your watch?
Senator, I will follow the law.
Period. I'll follow the law, Senator. You really kind of expect him to say, Ms. Bondi, are you willing to commit right now to preventing Donald Trump from launching missiles against the Martians when they land in Kentucky? I've never seen a file on that, sir. But you're not willing to stand up to the president. Again, what a tool this guy is.
Donald Trump, we keep saying he won this election by 77.3 million votes and 312 electoral votes. Look at the map of California, Senator Schiff. It's bright red, the popular vote, for a reason. People want law and order. They want to be safe so they can go to take their children to school. People want safe streets. Of course we care about our economy and what's happening in this world. But if we're not safe, none of that works.
It's always been a very simple syllogism for me. Is you want people in your area, give them safe streets and good schools. That's all. If you're in a governance situation, you have one obligation to govern effectively. That is, give the people safe streets and good schools. That's what she's saying, and she's going to do it within the law. She's going to depoliticize the Department of Justice. This is after last night, of course. We look at this and laugh because Joe Biden's out there saying, wow, it's become way too political. Really? How'd that happen, Joe? How'd that happen, Adam Schiff? And then Bondi faces off against Richard Blumenthal. You hear that coming up in just a couple of seconds.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
By the way, one tiny little flash of sanity from Denver. The mayor out there has vetoed a bill that would have allowed needle exchanges next to daycare centers in elementary schools. What on earth? Why would you have a situation come up where you say this is a good idea? I mean, who's thinking this? At any rate, at least a moderate kudo to Mike Johnston. Took a little time vetoing a city council ordinance that would have allowed it to happen. An unlimited number of needle exchange sites in the city would have allowed needle exchanges to operate next to schools and daycare centers. He said, no, that's too crazy even for me. 853, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Report of a late accident. We haven't seen it yet. Eastbound I-70 in the area after Route 40. And one indication says it may be closer towards Marriottsville Road. So if you're coming in from I-70, Route 32, just want to give you a heads up. It's clear at 32, and I'm looking at the camera. It's kind of blocked out just a bit right at the split at Route 40. But I don't see any major backing there. But the word is right now it's between Route 40 and Marriottsville Road on I-70. Need to go back to 795 and look and see if this backup is gone. Yeah, we're all clear now. South of Franklin Boulevard, the incident down at Owings Mills Boulevard remains on the shoulder. Some late backing in and around the Beltway, so be prepared for that. And we're still a bit slow yet, trying to improve. No late problems, but still backed up as you're coming south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Scattered light snow showers this afternoon, Chuck. High around 34 degrees. Tomorrow sunny and high 43. Tomorrow rain and high 44. A mix of rain or snow on Sunday. Right now, Dundalk has 17 degrees. And Aberdeen, it's toasty. It's 12 there. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Our very own Snow Bunny is here.
Yeah. This is how I imagine hell, actually. Like, everyone thinks it might be hot. This is hell. It's cold for me.
Yeah. Well, it's warm in the studio, but yes. It's a bit brisk. But yes. You know what? Good news. Because next week, it's not supposed to be these temperatures at all. Next week, I think it's sometime Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. I can't remember exactly when, Jules. But the temperature high is supposed to be like 14.
Oh, my gosh. What did we do to deserve this?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Well, today I have a good show planned today.
Good deal.
Of course, we're going to talk about the budget now that Governor Wes Moore has made his proposal to, I guess, what is he, redistributing wealth, I guess, to tax the rich. Oh, gosh. Well, we have Delegate Mark Fisher. He'll be joining us at 9:35 to kind of break it all down. Then we're going to talk about the latest when it comes to President Trump and all of his picks, his nominees. I think Senator Marco Rubio had a great day on Capitol Hill yesterday.
As did Pam Bondi.
Yes, absolutely. So it's much different than the day before.
Yeah.
Much different.
Well, you know what? We've been playing some of the Pam Bondi stuff, particularly some of the stuff with Adam Schiff.
Oh, God.
He's such a tool.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other way of saying it, but other than the guy's a jackass.
I know. I was surprised when he was elected to the Senate.
Oh, flabbergasted.
Yeah.
Who would do this?
No, I can't believe he won statewide, but we're definitely going to talk about that. I think she did a great job as well. And then also, who was spotted? Did you guys see who was spotted on the New York City subway yesterday?
No.
Daniel Penny, reading a book.
Oh, there you go then.
Yeah. You know, everybody kept saying, oh, he wants to be famous. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. He just wants to live a normal life.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it.
Just want to be a guy.
Yeah. But a lot, of course, today, like I said, crime, violence, and the budget. Those are the big topics today.
What was Daniel Penny reading? Do you know?
No, you couldn't see the cover of the book. No.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was probably like, you know, maybe something Trump wrote, maybe, possibly.
I'm thinking War and Peace.
Oh, yeah. Could have been.
That'll keep him busy for at least a couple of days.
Yeah. But it was good to see, and everybody was, you know, excited to see him and saying hello, so it was nice.
Good deal. You're coming up right at the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Kim Klasick live. Our very own Snow Bunny in the studio. All right. Talk Radio 680. We are the Morning Drive. Richard Blumenthal, the guy who kind of lied about his service time. He didn't do what he said he did. I guess that's kind of like lying. He decided to go after Pam Bondi yesterday as well.
Senator, first, I need to clarify something that you said, that I have to sit up here and say these things. No, I don't. I sit up here and speak the truth. I'm not going to sit up here and say anything that I need to say to get confirmed by this body. I don't have to say anything. I will answer the questions to the best of my ability and honestly.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to tell you the truth as I see it, period. I'm not going to be suckered in by cheap tricks. You would think he would have learned by watching Adam Schiff take it in the chops over and over again that wasn't going to be a fruitful course of action. He didn't. One more. And when she's talking about the crime problem facing all of us, and she wants the Department of Justice, check this out for bizarre, she wants the Department of Justice to take care of looking at crime.
There are criminals throughout our country, and it is my commitment to you on both sides of the aisle that I will do everything in my power with the agencies that fall under me, if I am confirmed, to make America safe again.
That's it. Pam Bondi, she will be the next Attorney General of the United States. More hearings take place today during the day. Yesterday, last evening, was the last time we are going to hear from Joe Biden, or at least so we hear. It was his farewell speech. And in light of that, I want to make sure that we said goodbye to him and more than appropriate fashion. See ya, Joe.
Where you going with that rocky road in your hand? Oh. I'm going out of stick it, come out of space. I caught him messing around with my executive plan.
See you tomorrow, folks.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, Baltimore.